ma'am?
Hello?
About ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Is there a phone?
Sensory. Meridian response.
I asify this. Rockin' right.
What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Oh boy, you woke up dumb, Tazzy.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason.
I just can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Action, you're
on. Surrender!
Sit dot up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Process this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What?
Ultra humanist.
Wow.
I saw four of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water.
Trying to take
going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
How humiliating.
Hey, problem.
Shut up, though.
Consume some alcohol.
That's my swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a midget.
You ain't throwing some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get a brain bag.
It's
a
fact.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with the colostomy bag.
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Fun.
Whoa!
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent. You
settle
down.
Tell me to calm down.
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Look, my book.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd.
My God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee privilege?
No. Still one.
What is this? Eve, this. Okay. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Good to urge and why, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how. The eyes of kids on you. Yes, Lord. Oh, they sang so well. It's out.
Oh.
Goodbye to Texas University. Now, Aggies, look here, chicka wigga bone, chicka digga doo, disco, higga da, hugga do do. What in the world do they mean?
Saturday night was awesome.
system. I don't know how you felt. That was unbelievable. Then you rolled that into yesterday.
Yep.
So yesterday was, yesterday was great. Did a little, met up with some people, did Easter brunch of Pesach. You get to put all those together. Then you had the Caps Red Wings game at Major League Baseball last night.
Did not.
Diane.
We cleaned up after Easter.
How long a trap do you have around after the, yeah, but you didn't have that on in the background?
No.
You didn't watch it all?
I didn't.
You turned, you?
I didn't.
Oh,
completely look.
Horrible. It looked.
Is that the picture I saw this morning where people were peeing in cups?
They have bathroom issues, all the Russians that are going on. So
what about the bleachers?
Out in the outfield, nothing exists. Like, everything is gone. And then you still see the people that are holding. You could see the Jumbotron that they put in. But then they took, like, the banners of Ernie Banks that they covered up the bleacher seats with. I mean, it was horrible. It really was. I mean, when you look at it from, like, when they or the game back into Wrigley, it looked fine. Because, I mean, you still had the baselines and the plate. It looked fine. But you don't watch most of the game. And so every time you looked, it's empty. I mean, it looked horrible. And they tried to do nice by having, like, the banks out there. But the problem was is that you know, like they have like those big, but they're see through
the scrims.
Yeah, you see what's on the scrim, but you also can see through it. So you would see construction stuff and wheelbarrows and like big hacksaws and sledgehammers and stuff just sitting there. Yeah. Pictures of banks. It was horrible. I mean, that's embarrassing. It looked really, really bad.
How close are they to having it like camera ready, so to speak?
Well, you know, they went over that a little bit, talked about a touch. They're saying that one set of on the left-hand side, they're thinking maybe May 1st, maybe May 11th. The right side, on the other side of the Jumbotron, on the right side of the outfield in June, which they say June for the left side and August for the right side.
Whoa.
But no, I mean, it was bad. And then they would show...
August?
Diane, they're so far behind. I mean, like, I really, really felt... I mean, I couldn't... But I felt bad for them. Horrible. You know who enjoyed? The people that are still getting their last views out in the top of the building.
Yeah.
Theirs was great in the way, except for the Jumbotron. Yeah, no, it was bad. And then they would show, like, the coming back from commercial breaks. They would be on course. I mean, people couldn't move because that whole outfield area doesn't exist.
A nightmare.
Horrible. So, yeah, people were just taking empty beer. It's the first night of baseball. It was a touch chilly, too. First night of baseball, they're locked up and ready to go. It's the... Oh, you know, they can't serve beer at Wrigley anymore, Tyler.
I know. Now
yeah,
I know.
They can't serve beer there anymore. You know, Diane, they lost the opener. That's the greatest baseball joke. So people were just taking their empty cups and putting it in a corner of the concourse and piss into the cups. But the problem, you got all that piss in the cups, and not everybody made it into the cup.
Sure.
And then some of the cups ran over, so it wasn't like you would pin your cup and then somebody would... So it would just sit there, and it sat there all night. It was horrible. It really was. But, you know, in Wrigley, they tried to, it's like, oh, look, this guy's doing, he's got a beautiful caricature of Ernie Banks that he's doing, and oh, look, they, it was really, really bad. But I can't wait for, oh, the only thing that I didn't see, damn it, is the, I didn't see how the metal detectors played it. Of course, when you've got fewer people to get in, it probably does. But I didn't see how the metal detectors went. I can't wait for today. You get 14 games today. Great. I tell you, honestly, it should be a holiday. It should just be a national. A lot of people are off, yeah. I know. But it should be a national holiday. More baseball than like president.
Okay.
No, that's true.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, so let's just get rid of president.
Information about presidents.
And then take a... Oh, so good. I cannot wait to get... Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Good morning, Dr. Elliott.
Hey, yes. Hey, who's this?
The Nats guy, and I just want to wish you a happy opening day.
Oh, you're the guy who lives right down by the stadium, right?
Hell yeah.
Hey, how, what's your life? Well, I'm just, no, like, you have a family down today. You got...
I can check.
You know what, I'll just leave now. I'll just leave now and get game today?
I am going to the game. I got season tickets, bro.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to go today.
Isn't that the whole reason?
You want the season tickets. You wanted to be... Hey, did you watch last night?
I did.
Did you... you agree. It looked horrible.
It did not look its best.
I mean, I guess A for effort. Scrims out there. Boy, did that look horrible.
I felt bad for it. You know, I know that you put, like, man, he did pretty well, but the Cubs were just cubbing.
It is. I mean, when they're playing like garbage. No, but you know what the weird thing was with Lester yesterday and John Lester fan? I don't remember what inning it was, but it was early on where he Haywood took off and on a shot into right at the ground, and you knew that they should have made a play with Lester trying to make a third. You could tell he's still got the yips in his head.
Yeah.
He can't. Then they were showing all the clips and his like deliberate like shot putting the ball over to first. But I don't like from a dead arm. I don't mind seeing Lester get beat up. But not beat up. The Cubs just look.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it'll be a couple of weeks before he gets called up. But I do want to see that Chris Bryant play baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying when he hits Major League Baseball. That'll be good. But other than that, no, I have no love for the Cubs.
Yeah, I did have a question. Thursday, I've got a ticket if you want it.
Wait, this coming Thursday?
This is what Thursday. I have a meeting at work.
1 o'clock game, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me get a number from you. That's 2-in. What did I say? We games this year. Okay. Everybody's looking down again. Everybody. I said
combined.
What are you going to 13 games or whatever it averages out to? I want us at 50 games this year.
Like you can go to one.
I would take that in a second.
Since your campaign has 4 years, right? This 50 game campaign. Maybe you should start with a smaller number.
Okay, how many?
I'm not going to go to any.
Go to any baseball games this year?
I'm that's my wife. Not pleasurable, but it's consistent, Crickets.
No, going to go to any ball games this year?
No.
Any park?
No, not go to a game. What do you mean anywhere? Anywhere.
Well, I want to travel to Pittsburgh this year. Not because, well, first of all, I do like the Pirates a little bit, and I know if you're a Reds fan, you call them the Buccos, that's fine. Did you see the hot dog they have this year?
Is this one of the?
Oh no! This one's healthy. Cuban pretzel dog. Oh. Man, does it look good?
That sounds good.
Pretzel roll, which I'd eat feces on a pretzel roll, but it's a. Okay. I would.
With Kaylee, who's coming in today? See if they can make a quick change. I'd like to call him out on this.
Say it's a pretzel roll with a great big hot dog in it, and then it's got all of Cuban sandwich. So it's got ham, some pork,
cheese, right?
Little bit. Oh, but please. So little cheese drizzle on top, and then they take the pickle slices, and they just line them up down the hot dog. I don't know how you wouldn't go. I would travel. If I lived in Seattle, I would travel to Pittsburgh just to get that thing. Oh, my God, it looks good. It looked good. All right, dude. Well, I'll see you. Well, maybe I'll. Okay. How early are you going?
So I've got a meeting that lifts out at, like, noon. And I'm driving home from then. I'll be home in traffic, I don't know, maybe one or so. Yeah, I'll be around.
All right, good. I'll find you. Yeah, hold on one sec. Let me get your number. I'll talk to you about Thursday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Dude.
Tyler?
Give it to me.
Tyler, I feel it's unjustified in me saying that. Today, I feel completely justified in this.
Yeah, for baseball.
I'm a millennial.
I'll park today, dude. I'll talk to you later.
Tip.
You got it. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. What about the weekend that was all over the place? And I don't understand why it's a thing now because it's been there for a while. Why was talk about the Lucy all weekend? Or am I the only one that saw that?
I saw it.
They say it Lillian-ish. They say it ish.
Yeah.
They compared it Steve Buscemi ish. That was my favorite. But I don't understand why it became a thing this week. I don't know where it is. I know obviously it's in her hometown,
Jamestown,
and they put this. It's been up for years. So why did that become a thing this weekend? Like honestly, it was everywhere this year. This that in the Benedict Cocklet statue, which I thought was pretty cool. But I don't know why the Lucy statue became such a thing this weekend.
Erected in 2009.
Yeah, okay, so it's been up there for years. And it is ugly.
Was there some face by fans who had gone to see it and then they got angry and they want a new one made?
It's been up for 6 years.
I know. Well, so these fans just got there.
But wouldn't that push it?
It's funny, I saw without hearing the news or seeing any sort of words on this Alice asked from the Brady Bunch. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You know what? I could see that a little bit. But I still don't yeah, there she is. She's holding the Vegemite. I don't know what it is, Diane. But yeah, the thing's been up for 6 years has become a thing this weekend. It was outside of like seeing like coverage of world. It was the biggest story of the weekend. You saw the smoke bucket or whatever that thing is. Okay.
The chalice.
I do Passover with a Haroset.
Do you?
Yeah, well, that isn't supposed to. and then it was the Lucy statue.
It says there is a bringing together the statue's opponents, and that many have suggesting a GoFundMe or kids to raise money to get replaced. We haven't, but we're thinking about it.
I did see the, I did, like, I don't know what everybody's bitching about. It's beautiful. line one. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, so Jamestown, Celeron, Busby, Lakewood, that whole area is Lucy Ball Hill Road, blah, 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 blah.
Hold on 1 second. So there's Ball Hill Road, there's the statue, like, what else?
There is a museum.
Oh, no fooling.
Huge, absolutely huge, huge on the side of one of the buildings in Jamestown that is really good artists of Lucy. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Is there a day during the day where everybody, all the women's Lucy?
That is correct.
Yeah, I could see that being a thing. I could definitely see that being a thing.
So this weekend there was event in Jamestown. A comedians. They had comedians. But they have them piling through all of April. And the reason that they do that is because it's a celebration of her life in Jamestown.
I got you. So because of this big festival that was going on, that's what weekend.
Exactly. A lot of people in that region this year. The other reason is because Chautauqua has the inch. Chautauqua, not only does it have the amphitheater, but Lucy may or may not theater and... blah, 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 blah.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. So there's a lot. Civically, there's a lot going on there right now.
Being from Jamestown doesn't have a lot for the world. it's an armpit.
Right.
And I can say that honestly there. And Bush Industries, the people who make the chowder, used to be there. But there's not much there. So the fact that they can glom on to Lucille Ball is a big deal, and a half mile from her original home, which does not exist any longer. The house on the
tore that down. I'd like to see that erected or something. All right, well, listen, I am going to make you. You will follow the Lucy story. I will make you our official on it.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Hold tight 1 second. Let me make sure we have you on record. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. All right, a lot of stuff that we got to get through today, so let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, lay everything out.
It's showtime. Elliot in the morning.
Problem-free on the interstate. Secondary is in good shape as well. Cut down, slow you down. Bridge Replace Street closed in both directions between 8th Street and 4th Street. 4th Street and the bridge in Hopewell. Both directions. This is between Route 10 and Old Stage Road. iHeartRadio goes genius about landing a record.
I thought the song was good enough to put out, so I uploaded it onto SoundCloud and iTunes and forgot about it. Then about a blog, Neon Gold, had a blog about it, and 30 labels and emailed us.
It was completely out of the way. Anyone knew the song. People liking the music, just like random fans. It was people that were interested in talking more to the band about us and signing with them, so that was amazing.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more from your producer.
Everybody knows the UNC CF motto, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But a change last year in the federal parent loan is putting hundreds of best young minds at risk, putting college out of reach financially. 14,000 rising UNCF sophomores and juniors, even graduating seniors, priced out of re-enrolling. They need a college education, and we need them to get one. They are our next scientists, doctors, and nurses. And this is Michael Lomax, president and CEO of UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, and its campaign for emergence. These students look to UNCF for the support they need to finish their education. And UNCF looks to you.org. Click on Emergency Student Aid box and help us help them go to and through college. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
Millions of hardworking Americans have loans, but how do you know who to trust when you are looking for short-term financing? Sure, store to always look for the online lock seal. Members of the OLA adhere to the strictest standards and best practices to ensure that all borrowers are treated safe. When you borrow from a lender with the OLA seal, you borrow with confidence. WeFixMoney.com is proud to be a part of the Online Lenders Alliance and looks to inform choices, protections when searching for a loan online. Sometimes bad things can happen to good people. Customers need peace of mind when they are for term funding. With the Online Lenders Alliance, confident that your experience is safe, secure, and transparent. The Online Lenders Alliance and you protecting your trust, peace of mind. Visit online.org to learn more. That's onlinelendersalliance.org. WeFixMoney.com is a proud member of the Online.
This is the sound of a grill being hurled off a 20. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all to oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away what you would have bought with it. Visit Gov and get tips on how to save energy. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or energy, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. This doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. This to the treadmill on your wish list. This is the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you. Learn more at energysavers.eu by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
iHeartRadio goes Atlas Genius about building the radio.
We chose to build a studio because it was so much more than we realized at the time to building a professional studio. And the reason we decided, the way we write, and sometimes you might time one week on a song idea where at the end you're like, you know what, it's got something, but it's not quite shelved out, and we'll go. If you do that in a studio where you're paying $1,000 a day, you're going to get a show for it. It really was just out of necessity for us to create the way we wanted to. Every so often we sort of, oh yeah, we built that. You do feel good about it.
Listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Elliot in the Morning. XU.
And then into a tree. That's it. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff that we got to get through to Disney. We do have a planning promotion to get into. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. I need just over an hour. We get there about an hour 15 minutes, hour 20, somewhere around there. But a brand new Elliot the Morning promotion for you. If you wanted the date night, going back to the weekend. We'll kind of wrap up our last Elliot the Morning promotion. God, that was so good. And then we have a brand new Elliot the Morning promotion, like I mentioned. Also, later on this morning, I will have tickets for you to go in the machine. I will also have tickets for you to go see Rush. We'll do those later on. First, time winners all this week, a little bit. Give you a copy of Foo Finders, Sonic Highways. Give that to you on DVD. You get all 8 extended interviews, 150 minutes, never seen before footage. A lot of stories that we got to get through for the weekend. A couple of other things from late last week. A lot of stuff. It's gonna be very, very busy. Diane. Some news, please.
In case you missed this story, late yesterday evening, Rolling article that depicted the alleged UVA debunked by a Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism report that came out last night. So article published in November called A Rape on Campus. It was written by Sabrina Erdley. Obviously, some events with the suspension of Greek activities and also administrators vowing to get to the story that was told by the woman identified by the name Jackie. However, very article soon called into question the reporting, the editing, the fact-checking. The report summed that up as a journalist that was avoidable. Now, the reporter offering her apologies to Rolling Stone's readers, to her editors and colleagues, as well as the UVA community. She also went on to apologize to sexual assault, who may now feel fearful as a result of the article. She said Jackie and her account to verify the story.
Right.
So that was a whole came out last night.
Absolutely.
Police acting on a tip were searching an area of Isle of Wight County, Virginia for a missing Longwood City student. They said the search for Aiden Hatzell from Norfolk was concentrated in the Isle of Wight, I guess, in pond in that area, missing since March 3rd, last seen at her parents' home. In North Massachusetts, authorities say one person currently under arrest after a duffel bag.
What the hell is going on there?
Human remains was found in Cambridge. Video surveillance of the area led to an apartment building across the street where more human remains in an area. All of the remains believed to belong to one person. That death, the homicide, and the suspect to be arraigned later today.
Yeah, I saw that he was arrested, I guess yesterday, and was being held. They didn't, or at least from what I saw, they weren't going to release any information about him until he has his court hearing. Could you imagine how grisly that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Three members of a Dell still in critical condition after poisoned while they were on vacation in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The Department of Justice are looking into whether a company used a powerful pesticide at the family's hotel. That would be methyl bromide, which is banned for use in the United States. Their two teenage boys started to feel the effects the night that they checked in, with the boys having seizures.
Dude, next, are you serious?
Yeah, the next voice you hear is Carl Maven. He goes to school.
It's terrifying. I mean, he's been one of my best friends, and scary to think that this could happen.
So wait a minute. So they went on vacation. They checked into the hotel
in St. John.
Right.
And
the hotel used.
I guess it's opened in the United States, and the young men started to sick. The family members brought back to the United States for treatment. Husband, and I guess he's in critical condition.
Holy
and then
crap.
I guess mom's condition now. Les PA has launched a comprehensive investigation into what happened.
Did anybody else at the hotel get sick?
No, not that. The story's been going around for the last couple of days. So this is at the Sarah St. John.
Wow.
Sigh on that. Also, apologist to the stars found dead in his Miami mansion, I believe, was a horrible reaction to him being compared to Martin Short's new Tina Fey show, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay, I mean, I haven't seen the, you've watched it, right?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The blonde guy.
I don't know about Martin Short character.
Yeah, so.
I've never seen that. I don't know the other guy, but the character is hysterical.
Frederick Brandt.
I was going to ask if I should know who, like, I know who Martin Short is.
You know, when they say just to the stars, he was obviously, if you look at him, he was big on testing out chemicals with his own injections to his face after things were FDA approved.
Right.
But, you hug up on, like, Kelly had worked with Madonna over the year. Famous names that you definitely did this Dr. Frederick Brandt guy. But anyway, he was, according to his
that's jokes about him looking like being like the Martin Short guy?
That is the rumor. His publicist saying he passed away suffering from nose and is devastated. And he was an amazing man. But then the sources saying he was devastated by his comparisons to the Martin Short character in this new Netflix series by Tina Fey. They are obviously little leaky situation. 21-year-old man from New Jersey, MX and his entourage, on station on Easter. He says his friends pulled out a gun and stole $3,200 in cash. Questions have been brought up, like, well, why is this guy walking around with $3,200 in cash? His DMX approached him, started to talk to him about music, and then for some reason, pulled out a gun and was like, hey, give me all your money, $3,200. So, they grabbed it, took off. Police are still investigating crime. Chris Wallace from Fox News and a conservative radio host by the name of Missing for Fat-Shaming Kelly Clarkson on Gallagher's show the other day. I guess Kelly Clarkson's name conversation that the two who Gallagher said, quote, holy cow, did she blow up? And then Chris Wallace, maybe needing to lay off the deep dish pizza for a little while. But obviously, internet's busy with that, and so he had to issue...
From Gallagher. I don't know who that is. And then who was
Chris Wallace from Fox News. You know him.
I feel like I'd have to see his face.
You would know
him. Shep, and I know Rosenthal.
So he says, I couldn't feel any worse than Asian.
Okay.
That led to the conclusion that I fat-shamed this talented and classy entertainer. It really was easy to do. Big weekend for Furious 7, the best April opening ever with $143.6 million.
I wanted to see that on Friday, and I didn't make it over to
Furious 7 last year by Captain America, the $5 million. Best opening for the Fast period, 6, when it came out in 2013, it made $97.4 million.
$3 million over the weekend.
Yep.
Holy crap.
A lot of people went to movies.
What weekend did 6 come out for? Looking at $100 million?
No, second out of the Fast and Furious franchise movies, yeah.
Dude, that made $140 million. Yeah. You got Jews That Can't Go Out on Friday or Saturday Night, and then you had yesterday, I'm being serious, yesterday tied up with Easter. And it still made $146 million.
Yep.
Holy.
Jurors in the middle of the murder trial of former Patriots tight end are to begin their deliberations this hearing. Some 2 months of testimony, prosecutors say that Hernandez gathered two friends on Father's Day of 2013, drove a rented niece Odin Lloyd's home in Boston, picked him up, drove him to an industrial park where men shot him 6 times. Obviously, video surveillance and Aaron Hernandez holding that prosecutors say was a gun. There were workers at the industrial park that heard gunshots. That was found near Lloyd's. He had Aaron Hernandez's and Odin Lloyd's DNA on. He's found not guilty yesterday because there's the other slayings.
Still has the other charges that he's up against.
It goes back to 2012. Tom Cruise taking in the four game last night as he watched UConn 1-58. I don't know what his connection is with basketball.
Khalid women's basketball. Big fan.
Maryland Pep fan was playing the Top Gun theme, put a little danger zone. People were going crazy on the Jumbotron.
All I know is the music video.
That was funny.
For Scientology was great.
Very funny.
That was hysterical. Neurotology and doctor, whatever it was.
And against Duke in tonight's night.
They called it. Who called it? Yeah, that's not really going out on a limb that far.
Yeah.
If you're following all, really just one game, Wisconsin will win tonight. And they're going to cut him down.
I'll be playing in the Masters. He says that he's been working on his game, looking forward to competing at Augusta 4 times. The last one happened a decade ago. Major League Baseball last night with the Cardinals.
Hell yeah. How about Wainwright? What a shutout. Opening night, that's a nice way to start.
Nationals opening their season this afternoon. Max Scherzer is pitching for the Nats. Bartolo Colon pitching for the Mets. We get Commissioner Rob Manfred today, and then he'll officially announce Lee will be holding the 2018 All-Star Game. There was fighting over the weekend, but is permitted to have a little free time away, so he was seen out golfing with at a country club.
Oh, good for him.
Specifically the East Ridge Country Club. He is expected to finish his rehab stay. Also, the Capitals clinching themselves a spot in the playoffs at 1, and then the Senators gives the Capitals a spot.
I haven't seen anything. Are there any pictures of Tom Wilson floating around?
No.
I mean, have you seen a picture? Oh, where he went down right to the face. So there was a shot late in the game when tried to win the thing. So there was a late lane, and Wilson threw himself down on the ice to try to block the shot. He's so far away from the shot to go down. I mean, it's to go down there. As he was sliding, it's not a whole matter of, he slid to the shot. The puck goes flying off and takes him right in the side. I mean, he was down. He was down for a while. I believe he probably was. Because he was in the back towards the cameras. And they finally got him up and then skated him off the ice. But I can't even imagine. Ace? I can't. How he got up with teeth.
Looked like.
It had to taste, or it had to crush the side of his face. I did read something this morning that said concussion, but I have no idea.
Def put him through all
the tests. Yeah. I haven't seen anything that said this is definitely what happened.
Oof.
But boy, does he take a puck right to the. And at first I was like, the helmet. But it's square on the side of the face. It's nasty.
Also, the Spurs beating the Nuggets 50th win of the season, and that league record for a consecutive 16.
Jesus.
News and sports.
X Still 102.
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment, like a healthy time, in that all the bands that I love, pulling influences from where it's not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago where you had to have two guitars, drums and bass and you couldn't really stray from that line, whereas now it's kind of, you can do that and you can also put synthesizers in, you can be happy, you can be sad, whatever. It's a real, feels like a good time in music.
Keep listening to us for Atlas Genius and all your favorite
artists. For Vets is asking listeners to donate DVDs for the benefit of who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, SimHab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, DVDsForVets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, Vets.org.
Now, back on XL102.
866-254-6868. Winners, I will give you a copy of Foo Fighters. I'll give that to you on D-Get on episodes. Plus, 10 extended interviews, 150 before scene footage. That officially hits stores tomorrow, so you'll win those all this week. All week. 866-235-5468.
I'm Batman. In the morning. XL 102.
It's good, no accidents. Stalls, but closure. Mechanicsville Turnpike eastbound. Your exit ramp closed for Bridge 4 and Bridge directions of Lee Street closed between 8th and 4th Street.
National Volunteer Month by Blood Red Cross. Throughout the month of April, there are several upcoming cities. To schedule it or to find out more, simply visit redcrossblood.org or you can call 1-800-RED-RED. That's 1-800-733-2767. Celebrate National Volunteer Give Blood with the Red Cross.
Crime Stoppers is asking for your help solving a robbery that occurred Tuesday, March the 10th. Around 1 walking in the 2500, was approached by a black male who pointed a gun at him, went into his pockets, robbed him, shot him. The suspect fled on Wiggum Street. For more information on the suspect, you can visit our website at 1000.com. And anyone about crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 780-1000 or text your information to Crimes, followed by your tip. Remember, I see, I tip, I care.
Crime Solvers need to locate suspects involved in an attempted grand larceny. On February 28th, two blacks steal over $1,000 worth of merchandise from the Macy's at the Chesterfield Town Center. They then fledge an officer with a firearm. On this or any unsolved crime in Chesterfield or Colonial Heights, call, click, or text Crime Solvers. You'll remain anonymous, and you could so take the time to solve. I'm Chris Rizzuti with the Chesterfield County.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to it, more H2O than you. Did you know that tap water cost way to stay hydrated? Public health and fire protection. And near product that we use every day. The more you know about your H2O, that's to love. To learn more, visit .org. This is the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Junior League Racehorses are delighted to announce the Youth Author Event, Wednesday, April 29th. This event consists of several activities, author visits of locals, a dinner presentation featuring six authors. The dinner event is treasured Richmond tradition and holds the record of being the longest of its kind in the United States. www.bookandup to learn more and to make them.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle isn't. But if you take it on the road, I'm everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Don't let friends drive you.
Clerk's announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You can help make Virginia change lives by signing up today for Walk for Wishes, taking place the 2nd at Stony Point. Funds raised through this family-friendly help grant the wishes of children in our community diagnosed with life-threatening medical conditions. Together, we all wish. So visit va.wish.org and register today.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on X.
Is this Colin?
Yes, it is. This is you. What's going on, dude?
How's it going, man? Hey.
Oh, you got yourself, I'll give you Sonic Highways on DVD. I'll get you set up with that.
All right, right on, man.
Hey, how was the weekend?
Oh, it was real good. I was down in Carolina.
Oh, what were you on?
Doing some surf fishing.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Oh, I got to get into me. Hold on.
Let me make.
Had a good pass over them?
It was enjoyable.
Good for you. All right, dude. Well, listen, hold tight 1 second. Kaylee's going to get some info from you. Here's Sonic Highways. I'll give you that on the hit stores tomorrow. So, dude, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info. Have a great week. You got it, brother. Hold on 1 second. Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is
Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good.
I am wonderful, thank you. And, Suzanne, how was the weekend?
It was fantastic.
Good. You had a good Passover?
Sure.
Think
a lot.
Oh, that's fine. I mean. What are you drinking all weekend?
The girlfriends and I were having like vodka and cranberries, and the guys were drinking beer.
Yeah, that a girl. Yeah. Hey, something on Friday. I don't know if you remember Jolie Kerr or not, but she's been on with us before. She had a book out. So anyway, her articles that came out on Friday night. Do you have any weird? Wait, hold on. What did she call it? She called it like weird eating habits. So, like, she went through, for example, to, like, people that work in the Deadspin office. But somebody eats peanut butter and a mess. Why, that doesn't sound good?
That sounds gross.
That doesn't sound good?
No.
All right. Anybody else who, Gordon, I put hot sauce in plain yogurt. That sounds nasty.
Hot sauce and chocolate's good, though.
See that? I could see that. I don't know what I would put those together. Spicy hot chocolate sounds okay to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had that before. Our buddy, I eat almond butter for breakfast in a bowl with nothing else. It's just like eating peanut butter?
Like peanut butter, yeah.
Like, but you would just have like a big spoon of...
And then when you're hungry?
I do that
with almond butter.
No, butter.
Yeah, it's good.
I've had peanut butter by itself.
Yeah.
But not as a meal. And that's got to be on bread.
Yeah.
Here we go. Everybody has straight out of the can. I'll eat SpaghettiOs
not cooked.
Okay. It's already cooked when
cold.
It's in there. Yeah. I'll eat SpaghettiOs right out of a can. Yeah, that a girl. I'll also eat Beanie Wien. There's no reason to heat them because you get like the little, you get little wieners in there. Those are awesome. I haven't had them in a long time that I won't. Those little Vienna sausages out of a can.
Yeah.
Those are great. But I haven't had them. I can't even tell you the last time I had one of those. I feel like I want Beanie Weenies out of a can. And then there was somebody else who was like, oh, yeah, I do that. Not with ravioli, but...
Like canned corn?
Yeah, can of corn. You've never done that? I've done green beans.
Oh, that's meant to be heated.
Yeah, there you go. There's Kaylee.
No.
It's canned. Those are pretty good. I get them. But you just take some salt in there, mix it up. You're good to go. Yeah, out of a can is fine. I have no problems there. But I couldn't think of... But to me, eating a can isn't weird or... That's normal. You'll eat crap out of a can.
Not really. Nothing comes to mind.
Like, you won't just open up a thing of, like, SpaghettiOs that have the little meatballs in them?
I've never had SpaghettiOs.
Tyler, you've never had pasta out of the can.
Never had.
The little ravioli?
Never had that either. I've had frozen ravioli.
I saw it.
But wait, you can't eat frozen ravioli.
No, I know. I'm saying I've had pre-prepared ravioli before,
right.
But I've never had it out of a can. And I've never had this either.
Oh, beanie weenies you've had.
No.
You've had beanie weenies? Baked beans
no.
There are two. I don't want to, it depends. If you just got paid, then you'll eat with chunks of bacon.
I've never had those.
Oh, well, you must not eat on payday. if you're pinching a little bit, then you would just have the beanie weenie. When they throw the little bit of extra bacon, pretty solid. That's pretty good. There is nothing wrong with that. The floor that you've never had
SpaghettiOs.
Prepared pasta out of a can.
Sorry, no. Fed soups out of cans. No, I'm... Soup.
Aside from gazpacho, it's hot.
No, that's not true, because the Campbell's soup, the chicken noodle soup that has the soup, it's like... You can eat that right out. You do have to mix it up.
You're supposed to do like a can of water, aren't you?
No, it's broth. Make it stretch, feed two people.
Maybe.
I mean, one doesn't really hold you over. A lot of water.
We were in lean times. Stretch that out.
But like, I'll do cottage on pasta. That's good. I'll do cottage cheese. It's so good. So good.
Studying abroad.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's abnormal. I feel like that's pretty common.
No, people like cottage cheese with like pepper. Or they do it with fruit.
Don't like it with... I'll eat it by itself without have salt.
Maori salt.
Meat
tenderizers.
Or I'll do it on top of pasta. There was somebody that mixes ketchup and then uses that as a dip for chips.
Like potato chips?
Yeah.
Really?
That sounds pretty good to me. That doesn't sound bad.
Did Jolie have to walk over to get out of their chair?
No, that was somebody. I think that was somebody that sent in. Oh, this one somebody sent in to her that also sriracha on a hot dog.
People put sriracha on everything now.
That's common.
Yeah,
sriracha on a hot dog is eggnog on Cheers.
It's a thick breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't eggnog, but that doesn't sound bad to me.
I accidentally put whole milk on cereal this past weekend.
Oh, that's great.
It's too much.
Oh,
you're
no.
Not, it feels like you're just downing cream.
No, that's really good. And by the way, somebody said I used to put apple juice on cereal. I used to do that with grape juice.
On cereal?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Grape juice is fantastic. Apple juice would be good. Like, if you had, like, Apple Jacks, that would be good. Or, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Grape we used to put... And that was good. Can't do it with those.
Crunch berries or plain cow?
Nope, never had anything but... No, that's not true. I have had crunch berries. Don't like it. With grape juice. But that's the way to go. Your milk looks like piss water.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Add it in there. It's all like thin. Whole milk on...
I'm with him. It's like you're pouring white out in there. It's so thick.
No, it's not. By the way, it's just... And skim milk... Or same thing.
Well, we're used to the water.
So throw a splash of water in there. Who cares? That's fine. Lander used to eat just water on cereal. I don't know why he would do that.
Is he lactose intolerant?
No. No, he just...
Start.
Like he made a mistake and then...
Pour a bowl of cereal?
I thought the Brita pitcher was the gallon of milk.
He would pour a bowl of cereal and just walk over to the sink and then just kind of splash it on a couple of times till he had the right level. And he would have... I don't know where that comes from.
Cereal was it?
He always ate like either... What's the raisin one? That?
Or raisin or like what's the other one? Grape nuts.
Grape nuts.
So little tiny crunchy things, real tiny...
Does it look like you're eating?
Yes.
That's what it was. Which is why he would just go with the water on top of it. But yeah, no, maybe it was grape nuts. Grape nuts, D's nuts. All right, ma'am, hold tight one second.
Thank you so much.
Hold tight one second. Here's the other one I want to try. It's going to grow, but it sounds pretty good to me. If you think your way through it. Salami, which is fine.
Yeah.
Strawberry jelly. It's a Monte Cristo. That's all it is. It's poor man's Monte Cristo. Salami with the jelly, not so good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess maybe it would be good. I don't think of it that way.
Yes, women menstruating are the only salty sweet. You're the one who's always using them as of like chicken and waffles.
I don't eat sweet. Oh, I love chicken and waffles.
With some
chicken and waffles. I had chicken waffles with gravy on the syrup. Gravy. Oh, so good this weekend. where am I going, Kaylee? Hey, can I get some canned pasta? I'll eat that.
Yeah, I'm not opposed.
We're not heating it, though.
It's not like I've ever turned it down. It's just never been presented to me.
What's the most, like, easy to take in, like, palatable for him? Since
It depends what it looks like?
No.
Okay, because ravioli, they jam it all in there. Like you're not bunches. Like, you got to dig to get the ravioli out if you're going to eat it out of the can.
All right.
Do like ABCs and...
Well, I was going to say, SpaghettiOs are little ringlets, and then you got the meatballs.
Yeah.
You want an app before that? Beanie Weenies?
Warm-up?
Yeah.
Same line. I thought you meant...
No, Kaiser.
Is that who does SpaghettiOs? I don't know.
But yes. Yes, it is.
Are you quibbling over the pronunciation? Everybody says Chef Boyardee.
Dion. No, different companies. Different companies.
All right.
But it's for an appetizer. I won't go bacon in there. And then, it's not payday. And then, for the meal.
Yeah.
Then we'll go SpaghettiOs.
Lovely breakfast.
No, it'll be good.
We'll have cereal with...
You in, Dion?
For what?
Beanie Weenies and my tomato.
No, I can't do the thing.
I'll do it room temp. I'm not going to put it in the fridge. You know,
I'll try it.
Do you want a bag in a can of corn as well? Not cream corn.
I've had canned corn before. No, not out of the can.
You know what? Cream corn out of the can isn't bad either. I like cream corn.
Definitely needs to be heated.
No, not at all. Cream corn is fine. You over there? There you go, right there.
19 ATV. Breakfast 3 to 4 wieners.
You know what? Knockoff brand. Beans.
I'm buying in-house.
Oh, yeah, no, because that's going. I mean, that's big time.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Desk drawer at work.
Band camps. There it is. Oh, by the way. Oh, he's got the Vienna sausages, too.
Oh, sardines.
Three things. Number one, you gag on the bones. You miss your father a little bit. Of course he did. Depression.
Yep.
And then number three, you will not kiss that. That is nasty.
They have bones in them?
Yeah. Spine bones. No, they do. They have the spine bones. You want some? I'll bring it in. You have to eat that. If you're going to eat it like a true single dad, you have to... And because up the oil inside the can afterwards.
God.
Waste not, want not, Dion.
Everything smelled like acid. Was that
That was bad. That was bad.
People put mayo on everything. Look, people are obsessed with mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on hot dogs. Mayonnaise on any burger. Mayonnaise on French fries. Yeah,
that stuff's normal. People are saying mayonnaise on the beanie wee.
Change the sauce. Okay, I'm not going to argue that.
It's either that's being tweeted now or how much I suck.
Why? Because you've never had pasta out of a can? hold on. Say pizza to me in a second. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Thank you, Dion.
Morning.
Hey.
This is Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to talk to Tyler and talk these SpaghettiOs out of a can without heating them up. Have you ever heard of Listeria coli?
Yeah, you get all of those from eating, like, raw food. This is all right.
You can definitely get bacterial pathogen foodborne illness from eating anything.
This guy knows what he's talking about. I'm out.
Out of a can.
That's not true.
That is extremely true. Bacterial pathogen foodborne illnesses come, and even things of a can, such as two chicken and water or sausages,
yeah.
Those cans should still be rinsed thoroughly before opening and eating.
Wait, what's the? Did you? Of crap! And my friend of a can, not one of my friends ever.
You sounds like you may have a special tolerance to bacteria just from
Thank you.
No, it's again, we see it all the time. There's it's a weekly going to the emergency room with these bacterial pathogens. Who wouldn't do it? I wouldn't do it. Heating it up.
Well, you are you're a pussy. I don't know what to tell you. Wait, so Tyler, are you out of for pathogen listeria and airborne illnesses?
Yep.
Hey, does it matter if I don't have a can opener? I was just going to do it.
No, I think anything that you cook, I'm not sure that. I mean, I rinse the top off the top, but you cook is not so important. But it's just like if you read any cans of soda. With the swab test on the cans of soda, there's more bacteria on those cans than
But that's because you're getting your mouth on the outside of the can. I'm only eating everything from inside the can when I go to my pasta and my beanie weenies.
But you're opening it. So anything that's around the
Yep, yep. It goes right in.
Right.
We're going to risk it tomorrow, though. We're going to risk it.
I'm not.
Oh, Tyler, come on!
I will say, though, 619 ATV sent the photo of his breakfast 3 to 4 times. Again, a follow-up tweet. This.
Yeah, no, that we've got to have. Wait, hold on. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, I just want a Boyardee. It's Franco-American. SpaghettiOs?
That's right, is SpaghettiOs. You're absolutely right.
Boyardee,
okay, first of all, it's Boyardee. And I swear to God, it is. Look it up. It's Boyardee.
Well, based
that's
on
the chef's name, for God's sake.
On the original guy back in the 80s, it was Boyardee, but I think the brand
is Boyardee because it's named. You know what? Let me call Chef Emeryle and see what he No, why are you pronouncing people's names?
Well, that's what they did for the spots for the company.
No. The Chef Boyardee.
D, listen to, like he said,
chose to pronounce it for the way.
Oh, did they?
That's why we're saying it. We're not arguing with you that maybe he pronounces his name.
Pronounce it differently. That is his name. Chef Boyardee. That's what I've always called it because that's the chef's name. I respect what the man has done.
Merch his reputation. It's
$2. No, but it's the same guy.
The whole company, I guess.
I don't know. I'll ask Chef Sarah Lay about her. That's it. Wolfgang Puck. Same thing. All right, I guess that is Franco-American, though. Who did the spaghetti and meatballs? That route, too. It's just little ringlets on the spoon.
Well, until I hear...
Okay, that guy, Tyler's don't let that out. Guy... I'll rinse the can.
From 32, almost 33 years without having us to get sick? Doesn't sound like a fun
sick.
Birthday
I'll
present.
I'll rinse the can.
Well, then I guess save it for Wednesday.
No, but really, this is... I want to be first one in. Which one is...
I think for my birthday.
Franco-American did spaghetti and meatballs, but so does Chef Boyardee.
Who? I don't even know what that brand is.
You know who.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Scott from Clinton.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
I just want to call BS. I have nothing to worry about. I've been getting these bolognese, ABCs, 1, 2, 3, since I was 5 years old. I'm 35 years old now. I've never had salmonella or whatever BS.
Airborne illness is... No, for you.
Yeah, it's already cooked. It's just like, basically, it's already cooked.
Sometimes, like, if you're hungry, like, if you go to the grocery store and you're hungry on the way home, you can open a pack of hot dog out of the packet. Cooked. Bacon, I wouldn't do that with, just an FYI. But you could do that with, you can do that, just eat a hot dog right out of the pack on the way home. It's not as good, it's a little mealy, but it's, so eat it while you're walking through the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're having a big, where am I going, Kaylee? Line 5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. I just wanted to side with you. It is Chef Boyardee. They actually had a commercial that was kind of a flashback.
Right.
And it was to correct everyone commonly says Chef Boyardee, but that's incorrect.
Yeah, it is. It's Boyardee. Thank you. Hey, can I ask you something? How do you eat pizza?
Anyway.
I'm with you there. I'll eat it after somebody regurgitates it so much. No, the reason...
Why would you say that?
The reason I ask... So at dinner on Saturday night... I'm not giving away anything from the Neil Diamond date night yet. So the two couples that I were sitting with, that I was... Whatever, I don't know how you're supposed to say that. Both men at the table... And I've never heard of this before. When they order... It's a common thing. Order their pizza well done?
I've heard of that before.
I had never heard of it, so I asked what. So they, like, put it in the oven twice, but the cheese is burnt.
You know someone who does that.
Katie?
Yes.
Does she really? I've never seen her do it.
Yeah.
But she does that? Isn't that funny? The only reason that would come up is because she eats...
Let's see. Who do we know is annoying with food?
Exactly.
It was either her or her husband.
He eats burnt
and be put into a pizza place to order it like that.
It's, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it either. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And actually, one of the guys is like, I don't necessarily, but I'll eat it that way. And the crust is, it's not black. Now, keep in mind, this is my same woman told me, and I'd say who it is, but she is,
a three-letter agency.
Well, that narrows it down.
Hot dogs, hot, burnt, black, no condiments, just onions. And I was like, that's nasty.
She likes that charred taste?
Yeah. Black. Right. Hot dogs.
With a piece of pizza.
With only... And I was like, that's nasty. And then she was like, "Oh, I like my pizza." Was like, "I don't know what well done pizza is." She goes, "Oh yeah, I order it that way all the time." And then the other woman who I was sitting with was like, "Oh," and then they were like fist bumps and stuff, but I'd never heard of that before. It sounds gross, but like she said, like Domino's or Papa John's or that way, and they'll burn it for you.
So the crust is always going to be like charred on the bottom.
I've never seen it. I don't know, but this is burnt. If Wendy's pizza would show up, is the crust
not black? I mean, it tastes like it's been in the oven too long.
Is the cheese like that? You burn it gets like that brown. Like, is it gross? All the sauce has to be like dried out.
I recommended up pizza.
I wouldn't eat any kind of pizza.
Kev, get a plate. You're sick.
I'll say three, Kaylee. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I've been doing the math here, man. It's so much better.
Yeah, but I like a lot of sauce on my pizza.
It's fine. If they know how to cook it right, tell them how you cook it, like how to cook it right. It's fine, man. It comes out, you know, the toppings are crispy. On pizza, it's crispy.
Oh, wait, whoa. So, like, if you get pepperoni on it, it's just the pepperoni.
Cook it right. It's not burnt. It's just well done, man. You can get it. It's crispy. It kind of, like, helps with the grease a little bit, too. It's not like a New York slice. You fold it, and cheese will drip right off the pizza.
Love it.
It won't just style. Like, the cheese will stay on it. It's perfect, man.
Because I got to be honest. Right. There are sometimes I don't mind getting no cheese pizza and the sauce for me. But, like, with no cheese on it, that's great. A lot of garlic. But never burning.
A well done sounds so much.
She goes.
No. Then undercooked.
Well, I don't want the dog.
Oh, not doughy, but you know when like they you can like it's rushed, maybe 30-minute mark or whatever, and it's just like not cooked enough.
That doesn't. I'll eat it every day.
There we go. Well done pizza. Maybe better for your health.
No, it's not.
It pumps up its scent when you cook it for longer, slightly higher temperatures.
I've never
two things that pop up. That it makes mediocre pizza better. So if you know the place you're ordering from is not great, it actually
overcooked it.
It's better for your health.
Okay. Line six. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
Chris.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Not that much. Headed to work.
I do quick.
Yeah. I order my pizza well done. Anytime I call take out place, if I come back burnt. But what?
Are you doing it for health reasons?
No, absolutely not. It's actually for the reason Diane just said. She hit the nail on the head. Mother cock fairly mediocre, especially rushed. But when you ask for it well done, it's always better, in my opinion. But like they're saying.
I got to tell you, up until date night on Saturday night, I'd never even heard of it. Where you could
order something. You got to believe her after you try it.
I am a believer. I was at the show. I said I wasn't going to talk about it yet. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah, hold on one sec. Hold on one second for me. Yes, Tyler.
Lamont writes that well done is an ordering app.
Well, so if I go on...
a question to a tweet like that.
Order under the options. Like, for example, like I know, you can order sauce or light sauce. Yeah. I always go X. I didn't know that you could do well done. You could do thick or thin. Deep dish, which is a waste. They're just stealing your money because they want to try to just fill you up on dough. Oh. And you know,
I'm intrigued.
I can burn a pizza for you.
Well, it's not burnt. It's just...
Well done. How you like your pizza like you like your meat.
Yep.
That's okay, Dion. Yes. Let me take a quick break. Let's do some, please. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-54. Any good stories from yesterday, last day, all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-2-Elliot, 855-546-8.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning at EITM Online.
Problem-free on the interstate, installs or delays. Couple issues off the interstates are Chesterfield. Turned vehicle down the Embay Street near Walmsley Boulevard and a disabled vehicle Hull Street at...
I don't do Facebook. I have a Twitter account, which I rarely use. I see their value, but I don't have the time and patience. Drowning in email, and I can't swim through these additional waters. What I do have are family members plugged into all the sorts, and they're my vendors. One daughter isn't our extended family, so she lets me know important news. Another alerts run, but not the chaff. Now, Facebook is expanding traditional newspaper business. Back to Facebook. Iberg will come to my house and help me with the Sunday crossword. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is an American story.
The kidney walk is life.
The kidney walk is courage.
Kidney walk is life. I am proof.
Walking shoes and get on the move to the move to in our community. The National Kidney Foundation's Kidney Walk is the nation's largest walk to fight kidney disease. Join the movement. Saving step today. Visit kidneywalk.org for more information. That's cool.
The kidney walk is inspiring. The kidney walk.
This week, Britain's crime solvers need your help to locate a wanted fugitive. Maurice Petaway Joage for simple assault and assault by mob. Male, age 20, 5'5 tall, 160 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information about Maurice Petaway Jr. or any well Prince George crime solver, 412202 and photos, go to our website, adgcrimesolvers.org.
Imagine if you could spend the whole day to support the fight against Alzheimer's disease. You could perfect through a bowling tournament or do a DIY. That's what the Alzheimer's Association's The Longest Day event is all about. Sunrises, June 21st, sunrise to sunset. Put your pet to honor those facing this disease. Start a team now. Visit ALZ.org or this day.
Schwarzschild Jewelers to experience classical allure, Richmond style. The inaugural Costile exhibition coming to the and Reynolds family galleries of the exhibition explores the classical have endured in Richmond fashion since the late 18th century. Classical allure opens May 3rd. The Valentine is located at 1015 East Clay Street in the historic Court Inn neighborhood.
We walk because together we will end drunk driving. We walk to finish the job that was started by a grieving mother in 1920 for those who no longer can and alongside those who are learning to walk again. We walk because the need is not over. The problem. We walk like mad. Drunk driving, April 11th at Dory Park. And walk like mad. You can join and find out more today at walklikemad.com.
Thousands have come home from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress and injuries.
I don't think anybody's combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
Then don't count us out.
The USO support these troops and their families. Donate today at .org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Join Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia for our Walk for Wishes on at Stony Point Fashion Park. Funds raised will help grant wishes for children in our community diagnosed with life-threatening medical. Visit va.wish.org and register today.
Join MAD April 11th at Dory Park in Ryko County /MAD- into drunk driving. Sign up today at walklikemad.org. That's walklikemad.org.
Join us for YMCA Healthy Commons Block Party, April 25th at the John Ross Commons Shopping Center. There will be food, games, activities for the kids, and more. It's free and fun for the whole family.
Spend June 21st doing what you love in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's Association's The Longest Day event and honor the millions facing this disease. Visit ALZ.org/The Longest Day.
Of the Elliott in the Morning, Bill E.C., Washington. W.R. Elliott in the Morning.
For all the time.
What's the only way that you eat that?
Eat pizza?
No, the specific picture that we were looking at.
That Matt tweeted?
Yeah.
Of what looked like burnt. It might have been deep dish.
If somebody regurgitates it, but just like that, you would never. I'm like a bird, Diane. Hi, it's Elliot in the Morning. Come up a little bit later on in the morning promotion to get into.
Again, like, yeah. Obviously, day night was great.
Oh, day night was awesome.
But, like, thinking about this new promotion, like,
well, I know,
obviously. Gather stuff on Friday with you. Write with you about it. All very excited.
Oh, it's going to be great.
To just announce it.
It's going
to
be great. Diane, you're in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
You want to follow?
Yes.
No. No, you want to follow a hot diamond with something big? And
yeah.
This,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No. This is good. This is a home run. You know what? Neil Diamond was a home run. This is a grand slam.
All right.
Now I'm overselling.
No, you're not.
It's good. So anyway, give me a little bit. We'll get there in a little bit. Follow up 86 to Elliot X 235-54. Say, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly. How are you? Hi,
Kelly, I am doing excellent, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
Wanted to tell you about my weekend with
UTV
riding yesterday.
Rinsed
on the grill and
drink
a lot of.
And you went out ATV riding yesterday?
Yeah, UTV riding behind my Catholic.
My girl, for you. Good for you. That sounds awesome.
I don't have any well done pizza.
I don't know why you would, but apparently it's a thing. It's a thing, and everybody's into it. By the way, three videos real quickly from the network. I don't want to say awesome because the first one was scary. Casino Brawl?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Did you see that?
People throwing chairs and...
Chairs. Tables.
Or was it Vegas?
No. There was a...
I didn't know they had...
I believe it's a resort casino that opened. I guess that they were putting in like a daiquiri place and then the lines got really long for the daiquiri. I've never heard of before. Actually, that's not true. I have a buddy who still lives, had to do an appearance there a couple of, but it wasn't for the opening of the daiquiri store.
Fat Tuesday.
Hi, Greg. The video is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that video is unreal.
Being in the middle of that.
And once it finally got outside, there were like gunshots.
Yeah.
But yeah, those lines at the daiquiri place were...
I'm pissed.
Daiquiri line. It's 400 people are in this brawl. But did you see, like, people are just throwing chairs in the air?
Yes.
And they just land wherever. It's not like I picked up a chair.
He's not aiming at a target.
No. I'm just throwing it into this big group of people. That was scary. Now, the other two videos were much, much better. The video.
Oh, fantastic.
Is this
in the wake of the anthem?
Well, don't confuse the two. Anthem.
Right.
Now this is what they call it, but it's like all the faces of Vince Neil or something as an owner.
Amen.
Great. It's great. He's high-fiving people. Diane, watch.
Though, like, the video is fantastic, but Deadspin put together just the still thumbnail of the video.
Right.
Is like, it doesn't even look like Vince Neil.
Is the girl next to him anybody famous?
He looked at her.
Is that a wife?
Yeah, he did. He did. When, like, there was a guy that was like standing in front of me. Yeah. Of them. But yeah, and they speed it up a little bit. Diane, watch him. Oh, he's her count. Look at that. Here, Vince. Hello, ass. There. Look at that butthole. Now he's leaning over. Yep. Come on, high five. Here we go. I don't know who that guy is. Somebody from. There we go. Yeah, move, bro. You know what? Good owner, though.
Hands-on owner.
Good owner. He's Mark Cuban, not Bully.
I bet when he, as the game ended, some of the people inside the organization.
So the third video, so the first one is the resorts casino fight,
uh-huh.
Which is great. It's definitely worth watching. Guys, watch in honor of opening day. Did you watch the Major Loaf Dreams video?
No.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't watch.
God. The speech from
it's just the video is different players
you
reciting
build it,
the
rain,
lines.
They'll come, yeah, and then they go. Yeah, then they go. And then they don't identify though who every one of them are. Did you watch it, Diane?
No,
watch the video.
No.
Oh, it's great for opening day. It's awesome. It's not that long. It's awesome.
Would the average person be able to name who the players are?
You would definitely be. I'll tell you this. If you first one, it's the first one. I'll be. That's the only one I'm going to make you have to guess.
This is just.
Yes, just Diane. No, you would be able to get it too. So it starts with the, obviously it's the speech from Field of Dreams of James Earl Jones. Okay, who's that? Who's that? Oh my God, Diane!
And this is exactly baseball's problem. He is the one who's always cited as
baseball's problem.
Problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is one of the three biggest in mid baseball. He's wearing an angel, Diane.
Yeah, I recognize the logo because of the logo.
Seriously, you don't know who that is?
Angels in the outfield.
You don't know? Serious with me.
I swear, I don't. No.
Diane.
Yeah.
Number 27. Diane, you can't look at him and know that face?
Uh-uh.
Tyler, do you know who it is?
I do.
Right.
Who?
Right. But this,
they use him all the time. They'd go sit next to anybody at a bar and they wouldn't know who he was.
I would know exactly who he is.
Baseball's a dying.
Exactly who that is.
Yeah, but you're a diehard.
I would wet my pants that he was sitting next to me. He's really one of the three biggest names in baseball.
He's in national commercials and his face means nothing.
I know, that's sad. It is sad. Would you know, can I ask you this? Would you know who saw him?
Nope.
Holy crap. Cl Puig?
No.
What? Would you know A-Rod?
Yes.
Who, by the way, Lauren Big Nipples. you know what? I shouldn't be upset with her. I should be happy with her. She thought of me when, and I guess she tweeted a picture. A-Rod was getting the Yankees in spring. So when A-Rod was in the batter's deck, Diane, I'm not done with you on this picture.
Go ahead. It's you during me is not going to make me bust.
People were booing A-Rod like crazy. So Lauren Ricketts and her big nipples, that is going EIT pumped, and I was struck out three times in the game. All right, real quick, Diane, quick, and name them, and then I'll move on.
I don't know how by you naming other players who I also couldn't name. So yeah.
Okay, he plays out west.
So I can see that.
Okay, so if you look at good guy, bad guy in terms of how people view them, both. They view Bryce Harper as being the bad guy.
How are these hints going to get her closer to the
because
name?
Because these two are equated all the time. And
that guy.
Yes, yes. This guy, by the way, and listen, I like Bryce Harper. This guy's unbelievable. This guy's unbelievable. And
that's not helping.
Browser.
There you go. Oh. There you go. First name. Name. There you go. You don't know that's Mike Trout?
No, I know. I didn't.
Look at him! Mitchell's uniform.
Don't
the stars
understand.
No longer transcend the sport. The sport, and that is true.
No, you yes. would know you, by face.
The average person does not.
You would know Andrew McCutchen by face. Face.
No. Nope.
You would. Face.
I'm telling you that.
You would know A-Rod.
People agree with me, so I don't know why
you
you're.
You would know
A-Rod. Been around forever, though.
I'm just saying, is all.
They no longer transcend the pastime.
Diane is love. Cole Hamels, would you recognize him if he walked up to you? And he wasn't wearing a Phillies jersey with his name on the back?
No.
I wouldn't recognize him.
Hamels?
I couldn't even sketch him. And not because of artistic ability. Horrible. Yeah, I couldn't sketch Trout, and I knew who that is.
But you know, if he was him.
See, not within, outside of the, you know. The
sports in trouble. Well, it's my second. Kaylee, did you know that? No! Oh my God!
She's a baseball fan.
Oh my God! No, that was Mike Trout. Yes, based on the uniform, it's Mike Trout. Yes. Holy crap! My sport is in trouble. Jesus, he wouldn't know McCutchen because he cut his hair off.
Who is the one with the beard we were just talking about?
With the beard,
the suit, the guy who had his beard forever, and then he finally.
Don't know who you're talking about. Who hadn't cut his hair in 8 years that we talked about.
No.
That's Andrew McCutchen. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez, embarrassing. That's embarrassing. But I'll let it go. Oh, can I ask one other thing real quick? Not related to baseball. Was there any follow-up on the for 66 days?
As meeting people like lying? He's lying?
When he got to the hospital, his shoulder healed on its own while he was out on the water. They also want to know why he didn't lose any weight or sunburn or sun damage or blister.
Was he able to stay in the hull for some of the time?
He somersaulted and went flying through the boat when it capsized waves.
I mean, I did.
He says I'm a truthful man. No,
I did
you're not.
See file reports on it over the weekend where people awful good, and because then they
put weight on.
They showed him in comparison to other people.
They lost 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Good. He's fine. Rejected all the medical help. I know they're digging through crazy.
If you're trying to like make it look like
to see if there's any kind of account activity from when he went missing until when they found. Well, he was found. But he said the boat was like flipped over 3-4 times.
I'll give it to
and
you.
Didn't he say he caught, awful healthy. Didn't he say he caught fish by tying his and just you know like?
But he said he had a net.
He was trolling like clothes. He also said he came face to face. And was surprised at how beautiful they were, and they left. I don't buy that. Also, a tongue fit. Like the kite. He said he went through a bunch of those. When does it just come out the guy's lying? There's no way.
He said shoulder healed.
He's being fished that he caught by tree in the ocean.
Right. Okay, there you
so
go.
That was his,
so that was his
net.
And then he used a net to get him in. And then he ate them all raw. They also want to know why he's not sick from eating all that.
Well, didn't he say he thought he had iodine poisoning?
Had a lot,
yeah.
Including that he was out there for 66 days. There's no way.
He told the Daily Mail he is survival to prayer and reviewing the end time prophecy.
He read the Bible cover to cover. I don't know where that was in coming face to face with two killer whales. I think he's lying.
A ton of people that have challenged the story.
I don't buy it at all.
He has an answer.
Oh, I'm a truthful guy. Anybody that knows me knows I'm truthful.
I'm fishing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
No, you know what
I
meant.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem plausible.
Why would you just walk out of the hospital and not want to get yourself...
I mean, even to be so, it appears that you may have had some issues.
Okay, well, now I'm going to argue for him. For him, if there's nothing wrong with me, I don't have... It appears that there's something wrong.
But that would worry.
Right, but if I don't need the help... Like, for example, if I just... If it's here right now and they're like, Diane, we want to take you to the hospital. No. Should I all of a sudden be like, oh,
right,
Diane's...
Well,
I realize now I'm arguing against what I believe in. That team. However...
But you would think if you're gone,
and just go. You know what? We want to keep you. We want to keep you overnight. You know the other thing that they said. Thing, and I've never spent any time on a boat. He had.
So tell me what you found interesting.
He had no problems walking.
Been wobbly.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Just
from being
out on sea.
Six out in the ocean like that, and just getting tossed around, and the boat flying all over the place. He shouldn't have just hit the ground and walked like it was no problem. Wobbly a little bit. Again, I've never spent any time on a boat. And I certainly have never spent any time in the ocean. Like, if I was on an aircraft carrier, I'd be the aircraft carrier and walk pretty normally. Because it's not flying all over the place.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. That's like walking on a regular ground, although they probably still feel the swells. Well, on a cruise ship, they probably... But all I'm talking about is a little dinghy thing. And all over the place in the ocean.
Dinghy.
For 2 months. I mean, don't walk perfectly when I get off the boat. He did. And he had a little black and blue mark on his...
Yeah, which healed over time.
Yeah, he said it healed on its own in the boat because he broke it early on when he went somersaulting through the boat. God, what a damn liar. I don't buy it.
Well, it's important to point out that the Coast says...
They don't buy it either?
No, they haven't said that. They say Firmner denies his suspicions.
So look, but do they even care?
I mean... Maybe a little bit, because they are involved in the story. I don't know if they're spending...
But the Coast Guard isn't launching an internal investigation to tell this guy's issue is. I can tell you what it is. He's covering up and went there for 66 days.
I mean, his parents know?
No, because he said his parents... Well, no, because his dad was like, my son's truthful. But everybody would believe the kid. But I also know mine like to lie.
Okay, but... I don't think everybody's going to, like, you know, put your faith in him and say, hey, I hope
you're
not making this up.
If that was your kid, would you believe him?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. But then, as this came out, I would probably
go. Yeah. I'm totally.
Stay hard and fast to this belief in my child.
Early in the morning.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, real quick, what can I do for you?
If you're on the boat for any amount of time, you get your spewing. From you're used to walking back and forth on a rocking boat, as soon as you step on dry land, your body still thinks you're walking back on a rocking boat. Obviously, the larger, the less rock. But your body not even adjusts to doing that.
See?
When you step back on land, you do not walk normal. You trip over your own feet.
Yeah, get out there. Course. That guy's been out there for the ocean. Yeah, see, that's what busted him. That's what busted him. Yeah. It's walking and yeah. not wanting. Oh, and coming face to face with two killer whales.
Before you started talking about it, I kind of believe this guy, but I'm with you now. The guy's a straight liar.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate it. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got. We give you our brand new Elliot in the Morning promotion.
It's showtime. Elliot in the Morning.
Interstates in good stalls or delays off the interstates. Accident North 2nd Street. This is south of Broad Street. An overturned vehicle down the embankment west and westbound Hull Street, Lee Boulevard, and a disabled vehicle Hull Street at Winter Park Road.
Everybody knows the UNCF motto, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But a change plus loan program in thousands of our best young minds at out of reach financially. It's an emergency. 14,000 UNCF sophomores and juniors even graduate out of re-enrolling they need a college education, and we need them to get one. They are our next generation of doctors and nurses and community. Michael Lomax, president and CEO of UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, and its emergency student aid. These students look to UNCF for the support they need to finish their education. And UNCF, go to uncf.org. Click on the Campaign for Emergency Student Aid box and help us help them go to and through college. Mind is a terrible thing. Wonderful thing to invest in.
Millions of hardworking Americans have looked online for loans. But how do you know who to trust? With short-term financing online, bankers look for the Online Lenders Alliance COLA adhere to the strictest standards and best practices to ensure that all borrowers are treated safely and fairly. When you borrow from a seal, you borrow with confidence. WeFixMoney.com is proud to be a part of the Online Lenders Alliance and looks to inform choices, protections, and guarantees. When searching for a loan, all things can happen to good people. And mine when they are searching for short-term funding. With the Online Lenders Alliance, your experience is safe, secure, and transparent. The Online Lenders Alliance and you confidence and peace of mind. LendersAlliance.org. To learn more, that's OnlineLendersAlliance.org. Org.com is a proud member of the Alliance.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a stylish glass coffee table. An electric top. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, throw away everything you could have bought with EnergySavers.gov and get tip and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recline. Or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. This saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I Hartman with Atlas Genius about building their own recording studio.
We chose to build a studio. It took us 2 years because it was just so much more we invested at the time to building a studio. And the reason we decided to do that was the way we write. Sometimes you might spend a week on a song idea where at the end you're like, you know what, but something but it's not quite landing, so we'll go on with something else. And if you do that in a studio where you're paying about, you're going to get broke and have very little out of necessity for us to create the way we want to. Every so often we sort of go, oh yeah, we built that and it's that.
Keep listening to iHeart Mortless Genius and all your favorite artists.
I have a Twitter account, which I work their value, but I don't have the time and patience. I am drowning in email. I can't swim through these. But I do have our family members plugged into all the social sites, and they're my vendors. One to face with our extended family. He lets know important news. Another alerts me to a great Twitter run, but not the chaff. Book is expanding its role in the traditional newspaper business. That may force me back to Facebook if Mark come to my house and help me with the Sunday crossword. I'm Tom Brokaw. This
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas Current State of Music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment. It feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling influences. It's kind of not like, you know, 10, 15, 10, where you have two guitars, drums and bass, and you couldn't touch synthesizers. Now it's kind of, you can do that, and you can also put synthesizers in. You can be happy, you can be sad, whatever time in music.
Keep listening. Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Oh,
in the morning and get into some news. After that, all the info you need. Brand new Elliot in the Morning promotion. God, it's good. God, I can't wait. All right, so let me get through this. We'll give you our brand new Elliot in the Morning. Let's get into some news, please.
Closing out in the marathon bombing trial today, lawyers for Jahar Tsarnaev, who continue to portray him as just a young and aimless college student under the influence of his forceful older brother. They attempt to stick with their strategy, pleading his guilt, but basically trying to persuade the jury that he wasn't the one behind the attack, so they spare him the death penalty and just sentence him to life in prison. So we'll see how long. It's in Boston. San Diego man convicted of identity theft and extortion after posting more than 10,000 exit photos of women on his revenge porn website. He has now been sentenced to 18 years behind bars.
No S.
All-day hearing on Friday. Victims told of the humiliation that was inflicted upon them after
up
on his website.
So he was the guy where you, I know what revenge porn is, but didn't victims also, like there was another who, and the bait would take him down, but it was still the same guy, so you would pay.
Right.
To have the revenge porn site. Dude.
Yes. YouGotPosted.com was created, guys, so that, you know, embarrassing photos of people, obviously, and then there were links to people's Facebooks and Twitters right. And things like that, so.
But it wasn't Hunter Moore, who we have talked about. No. That's who we've talked about in the past. Yeah. I never talked about it. It's like Kevin something. Kevin.
Ballert.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so Hunter Moore was the...
I remember the Taco Bell store.
Yes.
Yeah, we've never talked about this guy.
Okay, so this is... Okay. I was confused. I thought this was just...
18 years. He was crying.
Really?
Yep.
Come on, pussy. Man up.
Passengers on board the plane, rough landing last week, will each receive payments of $5,000 from Air Canada. That, setting off against or would offset them against any sort of liability that might come from further investigation.
The landing gear, and they skid to the end of the runway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, saying, well, was it really a crash? Really a crash landing and people on the landing?
Yeah, no, that thing was bad.
Passengers on that flight still expected to file a class action lawsuit. After Philadelphia woman becomes the sixth American in 3 weeks to be arrested by the feds for plotting to join ISIS, either or launch attacks on their behalf in the United States. They said 30-year-old Kiana Thomas was busted for conspiring to provide material support to a victim. She's looking at 15 years. Since ISIS is starting to come down hard on citizens of a nearby city with sanctions on things wearing skinny jeans or playing certain types of music throughout their phones and
their new thing. They're crying, no more skinny.
You cannot arrive late for prayers. If you do, penalties include imprisonment.
I bet their penalties are pretty severe.
Well, imprisonment 10 days. Then you go through your, you know, 10 days worth of training. And then at the end, you have to test. You don't pass the test, right back into training again.
And that's for the music?
Yes.
Or for wearing skinny jeans.
Would also be required to pay a fine and, like I said, until you are able to clear tests. Sacramento, California tried to set a world record for the biggest Easter egg hunt over the weekend, but they failed in a couple of ways. 1,000 eggs, I guess, which was not enough thing. And then the whole thing turned chaos with kids and parents trampling each other because of kids who are grabbing eggs right out of the 2-year-old.
Parents will just shove the old one. Parents will shove an 11-year-old to the ground and pull the egg right back.
People pushing and
swearing at each
other. By the way,
you'll see it all over the news tonight. The White House. Same thing. I don't think Strahan's taking an egg to the head. They're doing live with Kelly there. Or Michael and Kelly.
Strahan, not Kelly, though, right?
No, no one will throw an egg at Kelly. Strahan's getting hit with an egg. 100%. But you'll see the same thing of somebody's little 4-year-old is going to go out for it, and then somebody's 12-year-old is kind of kicking a little further down the road so they can get it. Then you're going to see 4-year-old's parent, the 12-year-old, and what happens every year.
Duke takes on Wisconsin tonight, 15 NCAA men's title, UConn and Notre Dame for the women's championship. That'll happen tomorrow night, a rematch of last year's game. Also, Andrew Harrison apologized for an open mic at a press conference. He muttered insult that he was a Frank Kaminsky. He later tweeted, it was F that N in case you missed, tweeted that to Kaminsky and that his comment was a poor choice of words used in jest. Respect and no. Jacksonville's Brady Uel at the age of 25, City Games in 3 cities, missed the entire 2014 season after he hurt his wrist during pre-season.
There's been a slew of guys who were instead of trying to fight their way through it.
The Capitals clinching themselves a spot off. Yes. They beat the Red Wings 2-1. Ottawa Senators fell to the Maple Leafs, so that gives a spot in the postseason. Obviously, people opening day, Major League Baseball falls last night with the Cardinals over the Cubs. Nationals opening their six this afternoon at home. Orioles are on the road against the Tampa Bay Rays.
I told you earlier about the in Pittsburgh, really good treat that I saw that I hadn't seen prior to this weekend. The chicken and waffle cone in Houston looks really good. Essentially, inside that's filled with mashed potatoes and then drizzled with gravy on top of
it.
Damn. Yeah, that looks fantastic. And by the way, you know what mascot?
I don't. Yes?
Yeah. Bottom, towards the bottom of the list, actually.
What are the parameters? Like, what's the...
They just ask fans to vote on who has the best mascot in Major League Baseball.
Philly Fanatic.
Bingo, number one.
Really?
Yeah. Could you guess number two? No, I'm being serious. It's a good one, too. Fanatic was number one. I could probably give you the name of the new team or the mascot.
Who?
Milwaukee.
What does the Brewers mascot look like?
A Brewer. It's like some dude in overalls, big mustache. The Padre from San Diego, I think, was top 10. I like him. But yeah, the Brewer was number two. Fanatic was number one.
That is a look at news and sports.
XL 102
is asking listeners to donate news CDs for the benefit of military who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted. To donate, new or used, learn more about this worthy cause, these 4 vets, DVDs, the number 4vets.org.
Asking for your help solving a robbing on Tuesday, March the 10th. Around 1:15 p.m., a victim was walking in the 2500 block of Wickham Street. Black male who pointed a gun at him, went into his pockets, robbed him, then shot him. The suspect fled on Wickham Street towards the Forge. To know the suspect, you can visit our website at xl1.com. And anyone with information about this crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 780-1000. Or text your information to Crimes using the buy your tip. Remember, I see.
Elliot and XL 102.
Promotion for you. Coming off of our date night with Neil, I told you we had a good one to come back. Love it. Along here. The end of this month, 5th and 26th, we are heading to Jacksonville. Festival. With Godsmack, Slayer, Christ, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, All That Remains, In This Moment, Papa Roach, Slappy. 2 full days of music in Jackson. And again, it's called Rockville Festival. So that's fine. We're going. Great. We are going to bring you with us. Everybody who wins, you and a guest, a trip to come with us to Jacksonville. We'll also have a little pre-festival gathering while we're down there. So again, this is it. This will find to win the trip. I'm going to tell you to call me in a moment. You are going to call me. We'll win the trip for you and your guest. A couple things of note. Take care of your airfare. We'll take care of your hotel. Obviously, we'll take care of your tickets to the Welcome to Rockville Festival. We'll also take care of a pre-fest party. Here's the only things that I know. Sitting the winner and their guest, who's also going, both of you need to be 21. Number, you need to be able to go out of town the weekend of April 25th and 26th. We'll fly Friday. Show Saturday and be back. So it's very, very easy. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait. So again, it is Rockville Festival. And honestly, you get two great tickets. And we'll give you your tickets for the for both days. Taking care of your hotel is taken care of. So you will join Elliot in the Morning in Jacksonville for the Welcome to Festival. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. You call me. Only call me if you can go that. Do not F this up. It's April 25th. All the info you need. Facebook.com/EITM online. Did I forget anything?
It cannot be stressed enough that the person who is going.
Yeah. Everybody who wins. I'm going to do it. Everybody who wins goes. Yeah. Prize winner at the end of the week. Every day we'll get a winner. Every winner's with us to Jacksonville. Yeah, am I not stressing that?
No, you are, but it's freaking amazing.
A trip a day. So every day somebody wins, they go. We'll take care of your hotel. We'll get you your tickets, your airfare, and you go. We'll have a little pre-fest on there, probably Friday evening when we get ourselves set up. It'll be all 21 guests who's going with us. Please be cool. Like, don't be an a-hole. You have to be able that weekend. So if you already know you have something that you can't get out of or get out of, please don't waste it for somebody. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait. The lineup's awesome. Two great days. So call me right now. 6-2-ELLIOT. 865-5468. Again, Elliot in the Morning. In the Morning's heading to Jackson with us. It's the Monday. Welcome to Rockville Festival. April 25th and 26th. 8-2-ELLIOT. 866-5468. You win. You're going to Jacksonville with us.
Elliot in the Morning is heading to Jacksonville. And so are you. The Monster Energy Tour World Festival. April 26th at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Slayer, Hailstorm, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, All That Remains, In This Moment, The Pretty Rash, featuring Miles Kennedy and more. Four stages, 40 bands. Listen, win every morning. Winners and their guests will spend the weekend in Jacksonville. We've got your airfare, hotel, and Rockville Festival. Full Fest Party with EITM. Spend the weekend in Florida with us at facebook.com/EITM online. Welcome to Rockville. Elliot in the Morning.
Interstates continue to flow freely. No accidents, stalls, or we do have a couple issues off the interstates. An accident north 2nd Street that is south of Broad. Turn vehicle down the embankment westbound Hull Street west of Walmsley Boulevard.
Crime Solvers needs your help to identify and list attempted grand larceny. Two black males attempted to steal over $1,000 worth of merchandise from the Macy's at the Chesterfield Town Center. They then threatened the loss prevention office. If you have information on this or crime in Chesterfield or Colonial Heights, call Clippers. You'll remain anonymous.
Wallet daily. But what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides a low-cost way to stay hydrated? Public health and fire protection. And nearly we use every day. The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit Drink. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Junior League of Richmond and Dominion recently announced the 70th book on October 29th. This event consists of several activities, including a luncheon, authors, and a dinner presentation featuring six authors. The Dinner of Richmond Tradition and holds the direct literary fundraiser of its goodies. Visit www.bookandauthorevent.org to learn more information.
This is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes business. So please, designate before you celebrate. Friends, drive through.
This announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. can help make a wish greater by signing up today for Walk for Wishes, taking place Saturday, May the 2nd at Mark. Funds raised through this family-friendly event will help grant the wishes of children in our community, dying medical conditions. To all have the power to grant a wish. So visit va.wish.org and register.
Amazing.
The courage.
Kidney walk is life.
Lace up your walking shoes and get on the move to fight kidney disease in our community. The National Kidney Foundation Kidney Walk is the nation's walk to fight kidney disease. Join the movement and take a life-saving step. Kidneywalk.org for more information. Kidneywalk.org.
It's inspiring. The Kidney Walk is hope.
12 Prince George Crime Solvers need to solve a fugitive. Maurice Pettaway Jr. is wanted for simple assault and assault by mob. Pettaway is a black male, age 29, tall, 160 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information, Jr., or any crime, any Prince George Crime Solvers, at 541-22202. And photos, go to our website at hpgcrimesolvers.org.
Join Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia for our Walk for Wishes on May the 2nd at Stony Point. Funds raised will help grant wishes for children in our community diagnosed with life. Visit va.wish.org and register today.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Hey, how you doing, dude?
I'm pretty good. Hey. Oh, I'm a lot better now.
I just have to check a couple of things off my list as I check on you. You 21?
Yes.
Question. Oh, no, actually, you're not an a-hole, are you?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the weekend of the 26th of April, that's just a couple weeks.
Really wide open.
Oh, perfect, dude. Well, you're coming with us.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Great. Listen, woo. I am excited. So here's the deal.
The lineup sounds sick.
Oh, the lineup's going to be great. We are going to. So listen, you get yourself the tickets to the festival, and again, and Marilyn Manson, Hailstorm, Queensrÿche, In the Wild Abouts, All That Remains, In This Moment, Papa Roach, Slash, Beat and the Conspirators, 40 bands, 4 stages, 2 days. We'll take care of your airfare. We'll take care. We'll have a little get. It'll be awesome.
Oh my God. I'm so ready.
All right, so listen, get somebody together with you, and I will pull up my CU. We'll be at Jacksonville.
That's going to be awesome. I'm ready.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me.
All right, thank you.
You got it. So there you go. Hey, somebody wins a trip. You're not qualifying to win a grand prize. Every single day, somebody wins, and you go on a trip with us to Jacksonville for the Welcome to Rockville Festival. That you need. Facebook/EITM online. You will find all that information there. And again, we'll go away for the weekend. We'll go to the show. We'll have a pre-fest party. It should be a good time. And again, any information that you need /EITM online. But all this week, winner, guest, join us for the Monster Energy. Welcome to Rock. All right, so we'll give you another shot at those tomorrow morning. You'll have another chance to win those. Don't forget, later on this morning, I will give you tickets. and tickets later before we get out of here today. All right, over to Tyler.
Yeah.
Now, this, I can't remember where this took place. And I don't know that it
just,
overlaid. Right, okay, so just outside of Oregon. So there's a, I guess they were at, wasn't it like a Holiday Inn or something like that?
It was a Holiday Inn, yeah.
This group, a bachelorette party there. And it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, they decided, you know what, we're going to go out. They didn't rent. They were just out. The girls were out having a bachelorette party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's some dude who just happened to be in the bar time the bachelorette party.
27 years old.
Wait, the guy was, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so you see, you're out, you see bachelorette parties all the time.
Absolutely.
No biggie. Some people blend in, you hang out, you have a drink, you congratulate the bride.
How many times have you done that?
It's fun.
You're that guy.
It's fun. Why? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. You, unless you... Or then you try to, like, come on, become...
Hey, where are we going to go? Exactly. No.
Never?
I can't say that. Actually, I think the last time they went roving with they actually came with me. I was out with a bunch of my friends, one place and going to another, and they were like, sweet, we'll go with you guys. And they went.
But not just you.
A couple of us. There's like four. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but no. Bachelor party walks into a place, especially like if some of the bridesmaids and stuff are hot. Yeah. I'll be kind and buy them a horse. You want to be kind and
Absolutely.
Take care. Anyway, so the dude, the 27-year-old guy, I guess he would, if you're going to use Diane's words, I guess he kind of overstayed his welcome a little bit.
Well, the details are murky.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Other than, I guess it's something when the people feel a little uncomfortable.
That it does say.
So they kicked the guy out of the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Oh, the bachelorette party. Asked the bar.
Bar, right.
So, oh. Kick him
the bachelorette and all of her girls, they went to the bar and went, you kicked this a-hole out. He's a little bit weird. So they guy out. Guess who was not?
Oh my!
Oh, he goes nuts.
The headline does read: "Dude loses his S." ..
I don't understand. Like, I'd love to know. Idea. Look at him. So there they are trying to wrestle him out of there. There you got right off the counter. Look at him. Look at him. He's throwing stuff behind the bar. That little the little shaker thing he threw, but he's like just taking his arm and just swatting stuff. Oh, there. Thank you.
He was in command of the audience.
Oh yes, he was.
He wasn't relying.
Nope.
And he didn't even have monitors for the lyric.
Well, you know those songs.
Every classic rock band has screens up with the lyrics.
At this song 40 years ago. Right, play it, Neil. Play it. Did you love?
It was fun.
Yeah, you'll go see him again. Have you ever seen somebody make an announcement like that before a show?
About standing?
Well, just go off abruptly.
Abruptly to your seat.
That I had never heard.
Because it's going to be dark.
And there will not be an intermission.
No.
Neil will come
straight
on stage.
I
go
expected
off
an intermission.
You don't get an intermission when you go see bands?
Because he's 74.
He was right. He had a bad...
But I mean, that's... So I was expecting an intermission. Like, oh, of course. He needs a little break.
No. When you go to a... You don't get an intermission.
Okay.
Before the encore.
Oftentimes, you're seeing people who are 50 years younger than him. So that they, I would not expect, need an intermission.
No. Neil goes through. 2 hours, bro.
His voice
sounded great.
Yeah.
His voice sounded great. You know the song that I thought was the best song of the night, though? Would he belt it out, Holly Holy? An experience. Great. Kaylee and I were watching some chick who was dancing the whole time. She was awesome.
Oh, that was down.
Yeah, she was awesome. That may be one of 10 greatest live I've ever seen. It was so good. No, Tyler, I'm not even lying. Okay, top 20? 20? I mean, I didn't sit and judge. I haven't put that list together.
Okay.
No kidding.
That's going to take some thinking.
No, but that was I'd call it a religious experience based on a gospel song. Like, I read the history.
You screamed a lot when that diamond popped up on the video screen.
Wasn't expecting it.
It's obvious, but it works.
It works great. Expecting it. Not at all. At first, okay, like, he's got his name up there.
What has he used in the past, or do you remember?
Nothing. Oh. I mean, no. That I remember being something like that in the back. I mean, like when he played Brooklyn Roads and showed all the pictures of him growing up.
Yeah.
Some of the Aldecockers got really all got really all hot and horny when they showed Neil in his 20s. How old was the couple sitting in front of us? Because when she's his penis.
Are you doing an impression of what's happening right now to your voice?
I don't know. I swallowed weird right now. Hold on. Yeah, no, I swallowed weird. I got all. Something's wrong.
Kind of like the women who were yelling at Kaylee for not believing as we entered. I was talking about the hashtag. No, that was Kaylee. Now I'm doing Kaylee. That sounded like one of the audience.
Caroline.
How pissed are you that you and either Kaylee or you and Diane didn't wear your I am t-shirt?
That was great.
L F and Diamond.
No, that's overdoing
those
it.
Those are funny.
That's overdoing it. That's
I am. I said was funny too. Though.
I am. I said was great. Instagram though. Yeah.
No.
I am. I said is awesome. That's great. And I don't know who the guy was that was to them, but that dude by himself.
He likes to move down.
He couldn't have been more than 30 or 35. Get out.
He knew every word.
She did.
He was excited to be there.
God, that was solid. That was solid. I lost it towards the end of
Towards the end?
What do you mean?
You lost it at the...
No, that's what I mean. At the end of the first
mid-song. We did it on...
I wasn't going to stop.
Despite the warning about the cameras. No, actually, Diane was the one.
I filmed the whole goddamn first song. Diane takes one photo at the front. Apparently, you were in the same thing.
I was trying to take a picture of the screen.
Oh,
I wanted to send it to my
as
sister.
I was.
No,
and
I was
did not
to,
hit off.
I was trying to send mine.
Oh, and that's different. Your flash
they
went
grew
off
up.
Too.
They grew right under. You were just kind of like a gawker.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, let me tell Scott what he's missing. Yeah, I was sending that to my sister with Neil in the household.
Totally different.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where am I going? It was awesome, right?
You buy anything?
No.
We walked in, you were all excited by like three
the
of the shirts.
The Hot August Night shirt I really love.
Boat bag?
Boat bag, Diane. Those light up things were so you could see the steps on the way to your... I wanted the Hot August Night with baseball sleeves. The 3/4 sleeves. Those were awesome. Melody wrote it all. Makeup on.
Cover.
Yeah, looks like it almost looks
but,
like
on stage.
But on stage,
he's certainly hiding his age,
which he
have a full blown experience.
He's got hair.
Him out like grocery shop. At he looks more confused.
He's grocery shopping, or he's going to get mobbed.
Oh, like behind the bag, like he's Wilson.
Line 8.
She's got her Diamond Girl shirt on today. She opened up the
hi, Elliot. In the morning,
dazzle.
Hey, who's this?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's going on, dude? What's going on?
Oh, not that Ashlyn. I enjoyed the evening.
Oh, wait. Good. Were you? You were at Lee's table.
Exactly. Yep. We sat there and chit chatted with it up on the wine. And
by the way, was that your wife or your? I don't know what the relationship is.
Girlfriend.
This after the show. Like that, she was over exaggerating. She seemed pretty horny at the time, but she was like that. That made her life.
It really did. It was that whole show. It was a great way to ring in her. Definitely appreciate it.
Wasn't it great? I'll tell you, one of the greatest nights ever.
It was about that forever. You know, that was on point. And the guy that called in beforehand talking about the show wasn't as strong because he's older. We thought the show was great. I mean, that guy it was amazing.
He's 74, sells out the Verizon Center, and the place is going as nuts as they remind people. Some people stand if you can. The whole second half of that show is unbelievable.
Yeah, and that girl that you were talking about was dancing my show.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying is that I love when different rows are just holding hands with each other. It's like hands and reach. Oh, so good. It was so good.
Yeah, she was getting wild. They had come show, so.
Oh, had they really?
That's what they were talking about, yeah. So they were a lot of fun, and they kept talking about how we were the same age as their kids.
Hey, can I ask you this? Did listen, it's all songs in the middle where he kind of loses the audience.
Don't do the new stuff. You understand you have to.
Yeah, but in the hits, don't you agree? Holly Holy was fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, expected I Am I Said to be... Or Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show, when he led into Holly Holy. And by the way, I also like that he's still, and that's why he breaks in Cherry and introduces everybody in the band, and everybody gets a little, that's awesome. That's showmanship. But Holly Holy was, I mean, what a great live songs I've ever seen in my life.
It was awesome. You know, I also liked the little comedy bits he did in between the songs too. He definitely kept everybody.
I like being a present.
Oh, when how many of you got these for Christmas?
Okay, my impression was awful.
You're doing it all again.
Yeah, that's Neil. The people. He also, I don't know if you picked up on it during the show, he gave you a little sukma, taking a shot at them. At that little like, oh, you made you. He made the monkeys, and he made UB40. And you know
that,
what? And he made my
nut. That was Carmine's, Elliot.
I told you I don't eat tiramisu.
Oh, man. At least I didn't wear a Canadian tuxedo.
Okay, that's not me. People are going to think you're talking about me. I did not. I had a shirt on that said Canada. And by the way, I don't know. Somebody know where the picture was, but somebody was ripping dress for the show. Whatever. I'm going to a concert. You're lucky.
I'm talking about the guy who was Canadian.
Okay, yeah. No, I was going to say, don't throw that on me. Don't throw that on me, please.
No, never do that.
All right, dude. Well, listen, I'm glad you guys had a good time. Thanks for coming out. Did you like your shirts?
Did I like what? Say that again.
The special treat?
Oh, yeah, awesome. We're going to start wearing them around. So
yeah, there you go. Oh, people are probably going to want to buy them off of you. But all right, dude. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out with you guys.
Thank you guys, too.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Stephanie. How are you? Good morning. Hey, we went to Neil Diamond, and you're our 74-year-old. They've got it going on. He's much better than most of the performers that have his
age. Damn right, he's a showman. He's a showman is what he is. Tyler... And I don't know. I'm thinking, what day is your birthday? You're this one.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So if I'm giving something away, Diane, give me the look, and I'll be quiet. You the studded blast that he had on at the show.
Sounds like
tuxedo pants.
Oh, those weren't just tuxedo pants. Studs.
Yeah.
No, there was the side.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
you
yeah, like
that.
The piping.
No, piping is just the black. There was jewelry on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He had jewelry on his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know why he wears all of his suits are flashy like that?
Why?
Stage without needing binoculars.
And not throwing any big dust, but have you guys seen Van Halen lately?
Oh. You know what? Say no more. I said the exact same thing. David Lee Roth is good, as good as Neil Diamond still.
No, hands down. It makes you question what you
want. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you enjoy Holly Holy.
At some points, I couldn't even move.
Yeah, no, I don't know why they charge people for seats. Nobody sat the whole time. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, can I get a shirt?
Yeah,
hold on.
So, I don't have any date nights. Those were people that won, but hold on. Let me see if I got something.
Oh.
But what?
I told people to call Kaylee for their shirt.
But don't you agree? That was for date nights?
It was a great time. It was good. The show was fantastic.
That is true. The winners.
No, they were into it.
No offense
to past winners.
Yeah. No. Everybody was cool. Everybody got along. Sometimes you do stuff and not everybody gets along.
The bar has been set high for a flyaway.
Or like sometimes when we'll do like VIP happy hours, not everybody mingles. Everybody mingled at this thing. It was great. Maybe it's because Carmine's gave us our own room and there was a lot of cake, whatever, and beer. God, it was so much fun. That was so. Those t-shirts. Those are good. Did you say we had some? No, don't call Kaylee. But those we don't have. Saturday night, and then now we move, like Tyler mentioned, now we move into promotion. So if you missed it, we're heading to Ville, and we're taking winners with us every day. We already got one winner today. Winner in a guestville. We're going for Rockville Festival. Couldn't really be more opposite than Neil Diamond. Godsmack, Slaves Right, All That Remains, Papa Roach. So much different than a night out with Neil Diamond.
It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. But again, I want the winners to be cool.
Slash is Jewish.
Yes. Saul is. Yes.
There you go. The similarity.
So, by the way, so if you miss the announcement this week, we'll get ourselves a winner. Winner and a guest will fly to Jacksonville with a weekend. It's April 25th and 26th, so it's just a couple weeks away. You have to be 21. Your guest has to be 21. And obviously, you have to have the weekend open. Screwing around where it's not everybody wins something during Friday. We give away a grand prize every day. Somebody wins a trip. Search in facebook.com/EITM online. Also, Tyler's got a bunch of stuff from date night up there as well. But all the info for our next we're heading to Jacksonville for the Monster Energy. Welcome to Rockville Festival.
Facebook.com/EITM online.
Elliot in the morning.
Continue to look good. No accidents. Stalls are off the interstates. A serious accident in Chesterfield. This is a collision west of Buford. And we've got a bridge closure both directions of Heritage Road. They are closed between Route 10 and Old Stage Road.
iHeart Radio goes one-on-one with Jeff about land contract.
I thought the song was good enough to put out, so I uploaded it onto SoundCloud and iTunes. Then about three, four weeks later, a blog, Neon Gold, had found the song and put out among the labels and management lawyers and emailed us.
It was completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
We didn't, when people liking the music, just like random fans, it was people that were in the industry who were thinking more to the band about us and signing with them.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more from your favorite artists.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who cannot easily obtain them. With limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. Donate new or used DVDs, or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to vets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4.org.
You can sell now Volunteer Month by giving blood with the Red Cross. Throughout the month of April, there are several upcoming nations. To schedule your appointment or to find out more, simply visit redcrossblood.org or Red Cross. That's 800-733-2767. Volunteer Month and give blood with the Red Cross.
Crime Stoppers is asking for your help solving a robbery that occurred Tuesday, March 6 p.m. A victim was walking in the 2500 block of Wickham Street when he was approached by a black male who pointed a gun at him, went into his pockets, robbed him. The suspect fled on Wickham Street towards DeForest. For more information on the suspect, you can visit our website at 780-1000.com. And anyone with information about this crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 780 or text your information to crime, followed by your tip. Remember, I see, I tip, I care.
Crime Solvers needs your help to find suspects involved in an attempt on February 28th. Two black males attempted to steal all worth of merchandise from the town center. They then threatened the loss prevention officer with a firearm. If you have information on this or any unsolved crime in Chesterfield or Colonial Heights, click text Crime Solvers. You could receive a cash reward, so take crime. I'm Detective Chris Rizzuti with the Chesterfield County Colonial Heights Crime Solvers.
You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2H realize. Did you know that with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, like health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2OFF. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your...
The Junior League of Richmond and Dominion Resources are delighted to announce the 70th Book and Author event, Wednesday, April 29th. This includes several activities, including a luncheon, author visits of local schools, and a dinner presentation featuring six authors. The Richmond tradition and holds the longest literary fundraiser of its kind in the United States. Visit www.authorevent.org to learn more and to make your reservation.
Hi, this is John. This is John Drosick of Five for Rad, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. Your style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Officers, and the Ad Council.
You can help Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia change lives by signing up today, taking place Saturday, May the 2nd at Stony Point Fashion Park. Funds raised through this family-friendly event will help thousands of children in our community diagnosed with life-threatening medical conditions. Together, we all have the power to grant a wish. Visit va.wish.org and register today. Join Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia on Saturday, May the 2nd at Stony Point Fashion Park. Funds raised will help grant wishes for children in our community diagnosed with life meds. Visit va.wish.org and register today.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning, L102.
I love the sound of them.
send you to go see Sheen. Show comes up June 9th at Merriweather. You'll win those all week long. So, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
Some medical studies making binge drinking when you're in your in genetic changes that actually slow down your brain development at what is a pretty critical time. Theory on adolescents feeding them alcohol for a couple of days, 2 days off, and repeating that pattern for a couple of weeks. They found the animals that were exposed to the alcohol had changes in their lasted into adulthood. That included increased anxiety and a higher risk of becoming alcohol as an
more on that.
What you don't believe. Also, they're starting to caution the use of energy drinks, especially among teenagers. They're saying just because they're healthy teenagers doesn't mean consumption of energy lead to things like harm to your heart. They said they're warning against caffeine for or during exercise. It can cause erratic or fast atrial fibrillation, and they're saying is especially dangerous to kids.
No, the best thing that came out about working out is they said it's good to eat fast food after working out.
Well, is it good or is it
it's fine. Good for it. It's okay for you.
What?
It's okay,
what?
Okay for you. Fast food, you're better off doing it as soon as you work out. You work out, uses all the good stuff and moves it through. No, it is. It's good for you.
After all of the co-pilot in that Germanwings airplane, doctors are now saying they've got a simple test that can evaluate if someone is depressed as little as 90 CHM20, relatively, for them to diagnose people suffering from depression. They said they've been using this for a while. And the
second test?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
The questions are pretty and straightforward. Things like, are you satisfied with your life? Obviously.
Yes.
Honest. That's going to be one of the to get over. But they said, says it could potentially, that's the way that it's been useful in the military testing.
Is this different than the, that I saw?
Now, this is for depression.
Yeah, I guess that would be different.
Why?
Oh, yeah, no, I think that I can take these, and let you know if you're at risk for dementia.
You or a doctor, you can do?
I can administer the test, yes. And be able to tell you if you are starting the onset of dementia.
Pretty like this from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I can do. No, you what? I'm not going to do it right now. I guarantee you, you've got the onset. You don't remember anything.
Well, that's nice. To throw that out there.
What? No. Diane forgets a lot of things. Diane has a horrible memory.
Selective memory.
That's dementia. That's all that it is.
Okay, forget things.
It's me.
Okay.
See, I'm good.
Oh,
you can't.
That's not true. You can't say, oh, quiz me for dementia like that.
All right. I'll do the test on you. Not right now.
Sarah Whitehouse, press secretary, passing away at the age of 70. Both she and her husband, advocates for gun control after his wounding during a 1981 assassination attempt on President Reagan.
By the way, you had over the weekend.
Well, one of the late.
The matriarch of the Walenda family. We mentioned the original drummer from earlier this morning. But yeah, the matriarch
when
of
the dementia test. Are you going to stop eating?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'll see. My doctor sometimes eats when he's
cool if I eat lunch.
No. But the Walenda woman, and then I'm okay. I'm hurting on time. The woman, she was the one. Her dad is the one who fell off the wire. That they would always show, like, when Nick Walenda's doing his stuff.
Right.
Never seen.
And her, Tyler, yes, you have.
You've at least seen the beginning of it.
I'm kidding. They show that clip constantly.
But then I didn't realize her husband that, do you see how her husband?
No. Not on the high wire.
Not on the high wire. He was on the bottom of, and the pyramid collapsed, and it crushed him. That's how he died. And then her father, Carl, is the one who went off the wire. They show a lot of that, his stuff. Hey, did you guys see the picture? And maybe I didn't see it till now. Family photo of the woman who lost her husband, but it's the family photo of her yeah. And then there's the husband who's in the woods. But you can that weirded me out.
I don't know.
There's a picture. The picture that was going around. This is Darius the bunny. Hold on. Do you have it, Diane? Hold on. Oh, here it is. Here it is. So this one, Lane Smith, he's the guy who died. So here's mom and the child are still alive. So they photoshopped dad in, but you could tell dad's like a ghost. So threw him like the trees and stuff. So she's hot, but they sent that out as like the
and grieving.
She's fine. she's not coming to me. I'm just pointing out she's very attractive. But isn't that weird? That's, like, if you got that, you would think. And I realize.
How did they use
like,
it?
Like, is that like a birth announcement or something?
No, because it gets old, 6 months old. They just sent out. You know what? To
Spring
be honest,
Christmas?
She calls it their final picture. Physically here with us, of course, porous, that he's always watching over us. So she sent it out to friends. And I realize publicly you're supposed to say, you know, that's goddamn sweet. But if you got that, you'd be weird. Like, that's...
I was going to say, it's not only, like, strange, it's also creepy.
Yeah, it's very,
and
very...
And the pose he's chosen, it looks like he's breathing down her neck.
Well, he
has, like, his arms around both of them?
No, he doesn't.
Well, in the picture...
No, she's got on, like, a very nice white...
It doesn't matter what she's wearing, yeah. But in the shot...
But it's not really. I saw the picture. I was like, holy crap, that image showed up next to her? But it's not. They put him there, but made him see through.
Right.
To make him look like a ghost.
She asked the photographer, my pictures of my baby, the image of my husband. Oof. Can you help?
And again, I know that you're supposed to. Look how sweet. Agree, if that showed up at your house, you'd be like, what the hell is this? Wouldn't you? Or are you not going to be honest?
It's lovely. No, it would make me uncomfortable.
Yes.
But, I mean, hell, it's her picture. I guess she can do what she wants.
And as I pulled it out, is he legit?
A 4-foot bunny.
It doesn't look real. Tyler, is that real? Look at the size of that thing.
The photographer is the dead husband. All in. Shop job.
Look at it sitting there. Like, that. There's no way that's real. There's no way. Go ahead.
Four people attacked by a swarm of 20,000 and 30,000 to Florida yesterday. Three people had to be sent to the hospital. People nearby recovered. It is rumored to take honey from the hive when they were attacked. Comey has just outlawed approaching George Clooney and his wife Amal and their friends at and around their villas. Apparently, if they interrupt them, they could be looking at a $550 fine. These rules are thought to be temporary as he gets ready to celebrate. And they're supposed to be having. Congratulations to Today Show correspondent Jenna Bush Hager. She and her then ready to welcome another baby girl. She is due in August. They have a girl named Mila.
Like her.
58-year-old man from Ada was apparently so lonely he fell in love with a scarecrow. Unfortunately, he weakened from cardiac arrest and found him a few days later. He was in bed with the scarecrow. It was in jeans, rather. Lipstick and had some other accoutrements down low. Major League Baseball getting underway last night for the Cubs.
Love it. Today's a national holiday. Over Easter opening day.
Nationals opening their season against the Mets. Max Scherzer.
Also Thompson's birthday.
And Thompson's birthday.
Nats, Bartolo Colon.
One of them's awesome and the other one is just fat.
We will get the confirmation that the 2018
All-Star. Throw out the first pitch. No, you get 14 games going today. Okay. Oh, it's going to be so good.
It's against the Tampa Bay Rays, but the O's are on the road. Chris Tillman against Chris.
Who cares?
Wisconsin's NCAA championship game.
Called it.
Okay. And Tiger Woods is going to be playing in the Masters. That is a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Storch Crime Solvers need your help to Maurice Pettaway Jr. A simple assault and assault by mob. Pettaway is a black male, age 20, 5 feet 9 inches, 60 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information about Maury or any crime, contact the Hope Welders at 54122. For more information and photos, go to our website at hpgcrimesolvers.org.
Imagine if you could start doing whatever you love to Alzheimer's disease. You could prevent empanadas, throw a bowling tournament with friends, or do a deed with dad. That's what the Alzheimer's Longest Day event is all about. On the summer solstice, June 21st, sunrise to sunset, put your passion to good work to honor those facing this disease. ALZ.org/play.
Elliot in the Morning 02. I was on a soft chair, trying to cross a canyon with a broken thing. You were on the other side like always, wondering what I... And with one shot you inspired a fire to blast with 20. The man loves like this.
866-235-5468. Now I will give you a pair, give you air tickets. You will go see the memes. Pull through ticketfly.com. You call me right now, you win the tickets. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5468.
Elliot.
Interstates continue to stalls or delays there. Off the interstates, a serious accident in Chesterfield. Collision West Huguenot Road at McCray Road. And we've got a bridge closure both directions. They are closed between Route 10 and Old Stage Road.
Schwarzteil Jewelers invites you to experience classical allure, Richmond-style costume and coming to the Natalie L. Closs and rental galleries of the Valentine. Explores the classical forms that have endured in Richmond fashion since the late 18th. Classical allure, Richmond style, opens May 3rd at the Valentine. The Valentine is located at 1015 East Clay Street in the historic Court Inn neighborhood of downtown.
We walk to finish the job. The Living Mother in 1980. We walk for those who no longer can and those who are learning to walk again. We walk because the need is not over. The problem. We walk like MAD. Join Young Driving April 11th at Dory Park. MAD. You can join and find out more today at walklikemad.org. That's walklikemad.org.
Thousands of American troops have come home from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I don't think anybody who's in the combat honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
Sign and don't
help the USO support these families. Donate today at giveuso.org. The invisible, the stories are real.
On one with Atlas, current state of music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment. It feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling from wherever. It's kind of not like years ago where you had to have two guitars, drums and bass and you couldn't touch synthesizers. You could get stray from that line. Whereas now then you can also put synthesizers in. You can be some real, feels like a good time in music.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Join MAD April 11th at Dory Park in Ryko County and walk like MAD /MAD to put an end to drunk driving. Sign up today at walklikemad.org. That's MADD.org.
Join us for YMCA Healthy John Ross Commons Block Party, April 25th from 10 a.m. to noon at the John Ross Commons Shopping Center. There will be food, games, activities. It's free and fun for the whole family. See you then.
Spend June 2021 doing what you fight against Alzheimer's disease. Start a team for the Alzheimer's Association's The Longest Day event and honor the millions. Visit alz.org/thelongestday.
From the top of the Elliott WWDC 1, Elliott in the Morning.
Maybe I'm comfortable in chaos.
Jesus, I couldn't get to you or Saint Jude. Somehow she. The blessing while causing devastation, and I couldn't keep. I just had to mention. Before she started, we lay in bed as she whipped around us.
Hey, you, Elliot. 866-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Paul, down from Woodbridge.
All right, dude. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a pair of Florence and the Machine.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Listen, that show will be June 9th, Meriwether Post Pavilion. Tickets are available through... Hold tight 1 second for me, all right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will.
You got it, brother. Hold on 1 second. Yes, Tyler.
I listened to them, and I did too as much. But I determined it is impossible to not sing her register. So, like, I would try to take this down an octave, have to go falsetto. It's not great. But that was my thing. I kept trying to you have to sing like
you have
her.
To, I have to get up there. Squeeze them. That's what Sebastian would say.
The concert.
I'm not hitting that.
She doesn't sound right. Down an octave. Down an octave. The mission's lost. Mission's lost.
Am I one octave?
You're a few.
I don't either, but I can tell. I can sing three octaves at once, like Mariah.
I thought you were going to say three songs.
Oh.
I can sing three songs, that's it.
I'm not good at that.
Or Dominic the Donkey.
I'd nail that. I can nail that. That's good. Well, we don't have... But I could definitely sing that.
Tootsie Roll.
Good at that.
I am good at that. And Mambo Nut. That's it.
all right, two things. Number one. All this week, we'll give you tickets to go see Florence, and you'll win those all week long. Keep in mind that show is going to be June available through Ticketfly.com. Number two, morning before we get out of here, I still have tickets for you to go see Rush. Keep in mind it's their R40 live tour celebrating 40 years of Rush, so we'll give those away a little bit later on. And then if you missed the announcement earlier today, our brand new album in a couple of weeks, 24th, 25th, and 2020. We, all of us, are heading to Jacksonville, and we are bringing winners with us. Hey, this week, when I tell you to call in, don't do it right now. I'm not doing it right now. I'm just telling you that ahead of time. But when I tell you to call in and win, you and a guest will join us down in the weekend, and it's all part of the Welcome to Rockville Festival with Marilyn Manson, Godsmack, and Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, Slash. Anyway, a whole list. But all of that info is at facebook.com/EITM online. All right, Diane, you ready for your test?
Okay.
You ready? Don't write.
Okay.
All you have to do is answer. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
No, I will keep track. You can play along if you want. Zero if you answer correctly, four if incorrect. Okay. What year is it?
2015.
Okay.
I got that one wrong.
I know. Wouldn't that have been awesome?
Four.
If you get that wrong, do we immediately have to go?
Take me to the hospital.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. What month is it?
April.
Oh, good for you.
You sure you're scoring this correct?
I'm sorry. Am I administering the test, or are you a doctor when you're in there? Like when you go, like,
he has
you
a
go,
degree.
Are you scoring this correctly?
He has a degree.
That's why I'm double checking. What?
Okay.
I'm going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in the test, a name and address. All you have to do is have to. Okay. Five components. Name, address. Okay. All you have to do is remember it. And I'm telling you right now, it's not my address. You ready? Elliot Siegel, 6403 Wilson Street. Without looking at, what time is it to the nearest hour?
Closer to 10 than 9.
Count backwards from 20 to 1.
20, 18, 17, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 2, 1, 0.
Well, how about we follow the directions?
Yes. That's an F. I don't know what your grade is.
One error.
What did I not, was I not supposed to go to zero?
It's an error. What you didn't do was listen.
Six gill.
You had a six, seven, six gill.
Good question.
You ready? We're moving on.
Well, no, what did I know?
Oh, you don't remember?
You know,
what was the question?
I'm moving on. Number five. Say the months of the year in reverse order. Go. Don't.
I'm not writing.
Go. You're stalling.
December. Question again. Because you're going to put in some BS semantic thing.
No.
Because I got
didn't.
The last one right.
Well, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Diana, tell me to pull the tape. Because you definitely did not.
No, you effed it up. It's okay. It was one error. That's fine. Say the months of the year in order.
December. November. October. September. August. July, June, May, April,
oof.
March, February, January.
Okay. All right. You did well there.
Zero.
Yep. Zero. She did get a zero.
I'm adding zero to that answer.
Okay. This is the last one. This is the last one. It's everything, by the way, based right. on your... give me the name and address I gave you earlier.
Elliot Siegel, 6403 Wilson Street, Provo.
Did I say street?
I forgot.
How'd you remember that?
I don't know.
That's pretty good. Nope. Diana says here, no sign of memory problems.
Sweet. What did I do on that question?
You added the zero directions.
All right.
Don't
that's
make a
face. Boshy.
No, it's, how is that boshy?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Question.
When I'm sorry.
That was credit.
When you said piss in the pits in the over the cup.
Obviously.
When you follow the directions.
How did
you've
you
done that. You've done
earn.
That. And I don't know why you're questioning so much on so much. One simple mistake.
Yeah, count back from 20 to 1. I read it exactly.
Oh, because
as it's
I
on
went
here.
To zero. Okay.
Diamonds the whole time.
Okay.
Zero? Yeah, it doesn't matter what you did. What you didn't do was follow directions.
Well, again, I didn't.
You're 25. It's the same thing. You did not follow the directions.
All right.
It's only one error, too. Honestly, I thought you would have gotten between an 8 and a 9. I thought for sure you would have effed up the months.
Going backwards?
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do the alphabet.
It's the same thing. I'm forward in your head with the last one. You Z, you know that Y is before that, so you... Y.
Okay.
X.
And
X.
And it take you about 25 minutes to do it.
No, get pulled over. Yeah, be heck. Aren't you surprised Diane got the months right?
I am, yeah. Well, we almost made it.
That is troll. I also thought you would F up what time it is.
Wait, what time?
If you would have missed the address, some evidence of memory problems. See your... That's pretty good, though, right? Think about yourself.
Okay.
Do you think you had dementia?
Well, I mean, those questions seem fairly, I mean, like...
Well, that's what it's supposed to say on here. Always, if you think there's an issue, see your GP or DP. Fairly tell you to do that and not just do it on your own.
Right.
You had a terrible family situation. Was
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uncle Jaime.
Obviously, like, progressed and became full-blown dementia. Where did he struggle?
On this test?
No. I mean, like, in general, like, it was... Just ever.
Oh, yeah.
When it targeted air.
He would come and go. He would come and go.
What do you mean? Like, it would be like, odd things that he would remember?
No. He would come and go in terms of being and then not being able to remember things. The last time, it's not like I could go see him again. But the last time that Jackie and I saw him, he lived in Montreal. And hey, Claire, are you bringing us our shirts? Yeah, because Diane's getting pissing.
What are you talking about?
The last time that Jackie and I went to see him, we were going to meet him for breakfast, but he had to meet him because it was from his house.
Oh.
So left and right. Well, hell, you don't know left and right. But if you had to, which is your left hand and which is your right.
Last week, and I'm fine with that.
You make the B and the D.
No,
for
that's
bread, and,
bread
dessert,
and drink.
Whatever.
No.
Whatever. Anyway. But there would be times he would be, he could have taken the train and everything, but you didn't know what you were going to get that day.
Yeah.
So that's where he was like, just go to this street, walk. No, because he can follow directions. Now, he would have gotten all of it, but he wouldn't have just added. He's capable of following directions.
What'd I do wrong?
Now you're in a fight with me. Jaime fought with the doctor all the time.
You also didn't answer my question.
Well, I don't.
Another question. But, oh, docking points. You didn't tell me what I did wrong. It's aggravating.
It doesn't matter. You didn't follow
directions. I gave you extra credit.
But it doesn't ask for extra credit. But I did extra credit.
Okay.
Shouldn't have to do extra credit. Just do the work, get 100, and be done.
I don't think Diane knows what extra credit is. The wrong answer usually is not extra credit.
Okay, I went.
No, but that's not going beyond. Were you going to do, you going to be 13th? Like, were you just going to say December again at the end?
Stupid.
I'll wait, Alex.
By the way, I should have broke, because there's no way you would have been able to do that. If you would have had to go in to go, you barely got. If you had to go April through June with December, I guarantee you you'd be seeing a GP. Am I going to line one? Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
How are you doing?
Oh.
Hey, it's the lunches at the Thanksgiving. Hey, I actually was in a really bad car accident and was going to shock trauma. And after I got released, I had to go to go for impairment test because they had a trauma to my helmet, my head, and brain area. The test that they give me is a lot more in depth than what you have there. But it basically was kind of the same thing. She would give me something to remember and go on and tell me a story and all. And at the end, I had to repeat back to her what she had told me to remember.
I'm good at that, by the way.
A weird part to it where she would ask me, like at the start of it, she would say, okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. I just need you to answer them for me. And she would ask me, like, are you on the moon? And I laugh at her. You'd be really surprised how many people tell me yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. She said, they administer the half hour, maybe an hour long.
Oh, God.
She stopped me. She said, you don't need to go any farther. You've passed. If I thought there was anything wrong, we'd go farther. But like a really strange test, and I guess like I said, some people that answer those questions, are you on the moon? Yes. She goes way farther into this to see how bad it actually is.
But I would do well on that test.
Also, like word problems like Jeff's dad has a boat, Mary's dad. If Jeff's dad marries mom, next. All this stuff. It's really in depth.
Yeah, I nailed that. Boat and a plane. But you have both of them now.
Yep.
Diane's still trying to figure out how.
That you remembered boat and plane?
If in that test, if Diane did go to zero, I don't think they would have counted it against her. But
thank
I would
you.
Have because she can't follow directions.
Thank you. With such tests.
Because she followed the mother with it.
Extra credit.
No one's going to know what extra credit means.
Part, I do agree with you. She did not know what extra credit was. But.
What are you talking about?
All right. Hey, you're not Korean, are you?
No, I'm definitely not Korean. Not Korean.
Okay, well, like that. I mean, there's a good
I'm 100% white America. I'm not anywhere near a Korean, so I'm farthest from that, actually.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you more. All right, let me do this. Kaylee, I got to tell somebody who's Korean, I learned something awesome. Yeah, somebody is Korean, I need you. I mean, obviously, you're living here now. That's fine. To Elliot, 866. Oh, can you bring Diane her shirt first? 866 to Elliot, 866-235-546.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, kiss and get backstage to hang with dirty heads.
How do you get your hair so black? Ready? Everybody make duck face.
Listen daily for two dirty head songs back to back and be the 10th caller. Get the time still on Facebook. XL102 Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway.
When my girlfriend of 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Should have known that Geico has been saving insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. I had no idea they'd been around that agent right here in Richmond. And now I know. And now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
No. Celebrating over 75 and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to let you in on another little save you on motorcycle, RV, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico insurance. You save money on homeowners and rubber. It's no secret. Tell someone. Be the worst secret at faster than a middle school rumor.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local.
For milk's favorite cookie, Oreo. Wherever spring tea, always Oreo. Right around the corner. Best snack. Companion. Enjoy Oreo on the go. Find your favorite flavor. Full spin Oreo. And Oreo minis with Reese's peanut butter flavor cream. Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies at your single serve, the king size pack pairing, or Oreo minis for bite size enjoyment. Milk's favorite cookie and a great snack for in the car or on the go.
If you're a small business owner there in a day, never enough. At Personal Bank, we're dedicated to helping business succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Cap Bank that offers you customized products and services designed to make your life simpler and your business run smooth. Visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. Let's move.
All indoors at the Richmond Raceway Company. The 2015 bikes and ATVs. Shop for new and used bikes, riding gear, and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bike. Enjoy the hottest rock and country music talent live on stage. Details and tickets are available at motocruiser.com. That's MOCUCER.com. Be there.
Time for the toast.
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the ice 5 years. But I do know that if it weren't for those new toasty 7-Eleven melt sandwiches us groomsmen had for lunch tonight. So congrats. Your delicious meats and melty cheese saved the day.
Here's to lunch work and the all-new Chicken Bacon Ranch and Italian melt sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. For a limited time at participating locations.
Cap Center Mortgages can offer zero closing costs and great rates.
I really questioned whether Cap Center's low interest rate and no closing costs was real. Where can you get that kind of deal? They say they're doing it, and they do it. We had closing documents from the bank for 15 years, and under closing docs, there was absolutely no comparison. When you're looking at saves and dollars in closing costs, go with Cap Center. You got to check out Cap. Low closing costs, the competitive, and the service is just tremendous. I'm Suzanne Gregory, and I'm a happy Cap Center customer. Center's like a banana split with a cherry on top.
Yum. Call 1-804-968-5000 or visit Cap Center. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLS Consumer Housing Lender.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Tired of the same old breakfast routine? You don't have to eat the same breakfast circus sandwich over and over. The next generation of breakfast with a warm M Crunch Wrap, Grande Scrambler, or Cinnabon Delights. Only at Taco Bell. Wake up at participating locations.
Interstates continue to look good. No accidents, stalls, or delays there. Off the interstates, a serious accident in Chesterfield. This is a head-on collision road west of Buford. And we've got a bridge closure both directions of Heritage Road. Route 10 and Old State.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Feels just like you're so far away. We don't take the time to say the things we used to say. And I can't remember the last time together in love's eyes. And it just ain't right.
Six 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 two three five five four six eight.
Diane with a puzzled look on her face. Maybe I'm but Big Kenny is Korean.
The
that was last name.
Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
He.
I'm sorry. So again.
Jen He.
That's his last name.
Name?
I'm sorry?
Talking about Big Kenny. Pay attention. Yeah, Big Kenny from Big and Ray.
Jen He is his... where are you from? Are you from Korea?
Taegu.
Oh, I thought Taegu was like, yes. That's what I thought you were saying. Taegu.
30 seconds in and off the rails.
Well, Taegu to you, too. let me ask you this. How long have you lived here in America?
5 years?
Oh, no kidding. All right, so you've been here a while. The, hey, did you what I learned so it doesn't come out wrong?
Sure.
For, no, like, you know how birthday Jews have, what is that, a bar mitzvah?
Okay.
And it's a big, massive party. There's a, thank you. Like there's quinceria parties and stuff like that? Or sweet six.
Uh-huh.
You know what I learned? You guys do it up big for a first birthday, don't you?
Yeah, we do for 100 day and then for a year.
Oh, a day thing. Day thing. Day.
The Baekil. B-A-E-K-I-L.
Baekil.
Something like that.
So the, wait, so you do a 100-day party, but then you also do the first birthday party. Have kids?
Yes.
The big one-year birthday party?
And the 100-day.
That's the Becchio. Let me ask, first birthday, how did you spend? More or $1,000?
Whoa!
But not by much. By much.
Not too much.
A baby's first birthday.
First, when I told you, when I went to that, what was the, I can't think of the name of the restaurant.
Woolley Oak?
Woo Oak. Have you ever been to Woolley Oak?
No.
It's Korean. We were talking.
No Psy.
Like Psy.
What a ridiculous, just because she's Korean, she has gone to that restaurant?
Yeah, that restaurant is famous.
Yeah, all of us Koreans in Richmond know each other.
Oh, I didn't know you were in Richmond. Oh,
yeah,
okay. Okay, all right. Make fun. No, but they were telling me.
Stupid white.
I'm not spending $12,000 on a stupid. No, but they were telling me at the Woolley Oak that in the Nino, people restaurants for a birthday party. Like they say, it's nothing to drop $20,000 for a 1 year old.
Yeah.
What do you do for the Becky?
It's almost the same thing. There's certain traditions that you.
Oh, I don't really care about the tradition part of it, but do you have,
because of the traditions that you spend a lot of money because of the tradition.
But let's say $1,000 on the first birthday. What would you spend on the Becchio?
Becchio? Maybe half.
So you drop 100 day in 1 year?
Possibly.
Whoa.
Oh, your eight hasn't blown out a candle yet.
But you know what? The people that you invite are usually gold, and the gift that they get in gold, and you save that for your child.
Hold, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Just got that they have a big party. What do you mean gold? Like jewelry?
Jewelry for the baby. It's a pure gold jewelry made specifically for a baby.
But they don't wear it as a baby, like Becca.
They wear it in pictures. You know, they dress them up, put them in boats, and they wear it, and you put it in a safety deposit box, and they get married.
And then what do they do with it then, though? Like, they can't wear it?
No. Have it to pass down, I guess.
Wow, that's what we're giving away at another party.
No.
And then do they get a lot of, do you make your
money? Yeah.
Ow.
So they'll get $12,000.
Yep, at least.
Oh my God!
It's like a bar bat mitzvah.
Honestly, what it sounds like, except it's for a 1 year old's birthday.
Because the seventh grader is so mature.
But at least it studies some stuff. To go through the bar mitzvah, they had to never bar mitzvah, the family couldn't afford it. But they have to go through Hebrew school and stuff.
Oh.
1 year old Korean baby doesn't have to do anything.
So 1 year.
You're missing probably offensive. Go ahead, Biko.
You know what's terrible?
Hold on, Becky.
I've seen it written out.
Right.
And it's offensive what you guys are doing through it.
What? Beck-hio.
H-I-L.
Oh, Beckil.
Anyway, for that party and the year old, and then marry that you don't have 16-year-old party or anything.
Oh
yeah,
do you guys have a quinceañera? You probably wouldn't call it that.
You know what, Psy? I don't believe we do.
I'm sorry. Did you just call me Psy? Right on. Song. Now, when you baby, did you have a 1 year party?
Yeah, I mean, the reason behind the Korean 100 day and 1 year is for the first 100 days, the baby. And because back many years ago, if the baby even made it to 100 days, it was a miracle.
Oh, before there was medicine.
Yeah, then traditions stay alive.
So you, once you got over those first 100 days, you felt you kind of jumped the shark.
Yeah, and because for the first 100 days, all they wore was that's what you could distance. And then after the 100 days, you could finally wear color.
Oh. Right.
So, and
is it just girls and boys?
It's girls and boys, but there's weird things if there's a woman that's menstruating, she can't.
Oh, Diane can. She also can't make tomato sauce. No, you can't. She can't make tomato sauce.
gosh.
Winter, if you're having your period, you can't see somebody's...
Yeah, until they're 100 years old.
After 100, though, even if Diane was, came to visit on the old pony.
It has been
you know, Diane Becchio. No kidding.
And then you have, you're at your 30th or 50th, you have a big C because that means you've lived basically a whole life.
A whole life, lifetimes, right. What do you get for the,
Getting up on Wikipedia?
Yes.
Wait, what do you get for your 60th? Me, con.
Is that where you guys go in Richmond?
I don't know. Outside.
All right, smart ass. All right, very good. Well, you've been
wonderful.
How do you say goodbye in Korean? I know this. I don't know this. not arigato.
That's Japanese.
No, I know, but I'm trying to think what the kids said, like at
really?
Taekwondo.
Oh, my
God. Itch. How do you say goodbye? How do you say goodbye in Korean? Mekong.
Wikipedia.
Okay.
How about Gangnam Style?
Oh, Gangnam Style. All right. Very good. Videos. You know what? That's universal. We all understand it.
Yeah.
I love your book. It's fantastic.
It is.
Your barbecue's a home run.
Yep, it is.
Next time, let me know. Let me know when you're coming up here, and I'll take you to Wu Mei Lake. Name of the place?
Wu Lake.
It's awesome.
You say Wu Mei Lake?
I don't know the name of it. I've been in there once, but it's great. The general manager, name is.
Oh.
No, she's very, very nice. Good. Amaseo.
Annyeonghaseyo.
There you go. Got it. Nailed it. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Spending $20,000 on a first birthday.
And on St. Patrick's Day, we didn't even it was fantastic.
I can't believe they get that
wait,
much.
Did you have a first birthday?
Yeah.
But it wasn't big.
No.
No, it was a couple people over.
In family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's family.
Yeah.
$20,000.
And you get a cake, yeah.
$20,000.
That's crazy.
Steve said people will rent out the entire restaurant. Sometimes the restaurant, but a lot of times they rent out the entire restaurant. The
and
entire restaurant.
Too many hundred people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you're whipping up food. I'm cheap right now. Holy crap. Doesn't that sound good? You can either get fresh kimchi or fermented kimchi. I could cook it. What? You make a fire, throw some pork belly down on there, cut it up with some
chicken in it.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back next.
Elliot in the Morning is heading to Jacksonville. And so are you. It's the Monster Energy Jacksonville Festival. 6th at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville. Marilyn Manson, Slayer, Hailstorm, Queensryche, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. All that in this moment. The Pretty Rap Session featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators and more. Four stages, 40 bands. Listen, win, and win every morning. Guests will spend the weekend in Jacksonville. We've got your airfare, hotel, and ticket. Rockville Festival. Pre-fest party with EITM. Spend the weekend in Florida with us. Last info at Facebook.com/EMing. Welcome to Rockville. Elliot in the Morning.
XL102.
Fios talks big, but when you take a closer look, their story is half-baked. Fios claims more on demand. More on demand. Show for 7 out of 10 shows and delivers the most TV shows and movies. And over 80% are cloud-based X1 DVR. You can take your DVR library anywhere. Anywhere. Can't do that? Xfinity, you'll get the fastest, most in Hawaii. Fios talks, but Xfinity delivers. Visit GetAllTheFucks, learn more, or get started. Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, you can get up to $200 back. Visit Comcast.com/switch today. Offer ends 4/19/15. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New starter ordering online only. Termination fee required. Equipment taxes and TV and regional sports fees after promo. Regular rates apply.
Navy Federal member Trooper Jeremy Davis conducted annular air intake from 5 clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel filter is the problem.
The processes of auto loan terms and conditions? Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Rust? I can fix.
Happy is Jeremy's thing. Help money is ours. Our incredible auto loans, including tax, title, and tags. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and they're fully insured by NCUA.
The Canal Club is Richmond's premier music venue. Check out the Venetia Bear on Saturday, April 11th, and a Skylit Drive with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus on Thursday. For more info on all the shows, thecanalclub.com. And
Race Week returns to RAR April 24th and 25th. And backed by popular demand, another chance to get on track takeover powered by Nationwide. There's music, entertainment, and a Q&A with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Admission is free with every ticket purchased for Saturday night's race. Track access starts at 2 and wraps up. Then the sun sets and the flag drops. Advanced tickets start at just 35. Tickets and other info, visit RAR.com. It's NASCAR at RAR. You've got to see it.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious 3-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. For an iced dinner menu with dishes, the balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this 3-course, then pick from 5 special entrees or lobster tail from the North Atlantic water. Excellent lobster tail for just $19.99. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. And more crisp, try our grilled lamb chops. They'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible with our new donuts for dessert and in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of 5 entrees, and $19.99. Hurry in because this deal lasts. Bonefish Grill. Incredible.
Bonefishgrill.com. $1 gift. Now that's incredible.
Hey, Intello customers, guess what? New carrier. So break free. Well, today, they'll pay your early termination fees. Up to $650 per line when you trade in your devices on up to 10 lines. I got ya. Think again. T-Mobile's got no annual service contracts ever. All on the fastest nationwide 4G LTE network. To upgrade your family's devices, T-Mobile, the best trade-in value for your current guaranteed. So what are you waiting for? Break free and switch to the T-Mobile. 10 fees additional. Contract payoff requires qualifying service and trade-in, phone purchase, and port-in for up to 10 lines. Paid card may take up to 8 weeks. No overages for domestic, postpaid, non-tour for details. Card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
Mike went off in a sculpt.
You've been covered for your not-so-fine art.
My Mr. Banana Lamp.
Only covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be insurance.
We are farmers.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise come on their own. With limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDsForVets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, Vets.org.
Richmond's No Elliott in the Morning on XL 102.
Gray Jane was a child, born down by the river wild. Said, hey, what I wanna be, nobody's a fee.
Quickly, before we get into dirt, thank you very much, Ease, for coming in today. They're located in National Harbor, the D.C. area's best dueling piano bar. A unique, energetic, highly interactive. First class musicians taking all your requests. Whether there's a birthday celebration, party, corporate event, just a night out on the town, head over to Bobby McKee's. Perfect venue just for you. Much to Bobby McKee's. All right, Diane, we got to get into some dirt after that. I will give you a pair of tickets. You will go see Rush in concert. It's their R40 live tour celebrating 40. Do some dirt, please.
I'm tweeting out this morning. Just wanted to let everyone know that I am okay. Very great for all the kind words and wishes. Feels good to be playing about his concussion.
Did he put a picture of his face up there?
No.
Does it say whether he's skating the last two regular seasons?
I think it just says he's okay.
That's great. It was very concerning. It was very concerning. Very concerning to see him drop down. When you pop from that far away, it's troublesome. I mean, anything can happen at that point. And it did in that case. I mean, he was fucked when he went down. But you know what? You're trying to do whatever you have to. You throw your body.
College basketball, Wisconsin against Duke in tonight's championship game. The women's game tomorrow. Tom Cruise, or pictures of Tom Cruise each night where the Lakers unfortunately fell to UConn last night. But he was in the stands getting a lot of people to show him up on the Dancing with the Stars, with the celebrities remembering their most memorable and saluting it in song. We'll dance to the Three's Company theme for tonight.
Is she really?
Yep.
Ugh.
The Voice is new tonight. Also, first season finale. Paul, Saul, and following on this evening. Furious 7, best April opening ever. 5.6 million. They expect that number may even go a little bit higher as they're continuing to tout the numbers.
$40 million worldwide. $1 billion in one weekend worldwide.
Yeah. So the previous record had been set to America, the Winter Soldier, when it made $95 million. Fast and Furious 6 came out in 2013. It made $97 million when it debuted. New ones this week. You get the Longest Ride. That's the one where we're going to get to see. Basically, just enjoyed seeing in pictures, I guess, and some smaller roles. James Corden Late Late Show has Dave on tonight. ABC giving the Muppets as a live action television show. Be set behind the scenes of a late night talk show. They're putting together a pilot now, so that says it could be for the next. In the fall. The original one ran from 1976-1981. First news, and another conservative radio host both apologizing for saying Kelly Clarkson on the conservative talk show host's show on Friday. He said a remarkable talent, and that should have been the focus of any discussion about him saying that Kelly should stay off the deep dish for a little while. The revival apparently took a blow when David Lynch dropped out in a disty. He made it sound like he was period. But then I guess Showtime released a statement saying they are holding out hope that something.
So it's a public negotiation.
Because
he's going to go and go, they didn't give me enough money, and now the project's going to hit the crapper, but they want to do it.
Stored antique piano, couple of the last two surviving Beatles and Ringo Starr. The auction is up and away. Money for the New Orleans area Habitat for Humanity. The piano itself expected to go for $100,000. Will be going through 18th.
That's pretty cool.
Executive produced a Nerdist news series for Sci-Fi. He's not going to be hosting, but he's have his hands in it after they saw he's been with the Talking Dead at Midnight show.
At Midnight's great.
And his very popular at Mast as well. Josh Groban is the national anthem at the Kentucky Derby this year. That'll be happening.
Is he really?
May 2nd at Church of Jones. Lil Wayne's Miami Mansion is on sale for $18 million. It has bells and whistles, plus a rooftop skate park. I think this is the same house. The came.
Oh, the squatter house.
We're not squatting. What do they call it?
Yeah, squatting. Swatting?
Swatting.
That's it.
Squatting. No, I think he.
Squatting is what I just moved in.
No, I think he owns this one.
Swatting. Yeah, sorry.
$18 million for. He paid $6.5 million when he bought it in 2006.
You know who's got a nice house? Neil Diamond. I looked that up.
Where does he live?
Beverly Hills. He's living large. I don't think he.
No.
I mean,
you
not the
know?
Way he.
He's in good shape.
Man, he had back surgery. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Either the tennis court or the mall.
And Juliana Rancic is slamming friends in a new book that she's got that's coming out called Going Off Script. So I guess she dated Jerry O'Connell for a while back in the day. She said they met in San Diego and actually started dating long after that until he cheated on her with Jeff, also known as. She said I was being too time for one of the les when she confronted Jerry O'Connell. He told her, "Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just don't know what happened." Apparently, though, they ended up reconciling at least. It is until he caught sight of Rebecca Romaine. Apparently, it was about a week later. He left for Vegas, stopped returning any of Juliana's calls, and when she confronted him at his house, he refused. He's telling her through the microphone, "Sorry, homegirl, things change. You take care, okay?" And that was the end of that one.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. 866-2-Elliot-866-468. To a pair of tickets, you will go see Rush. It's their R40 live show. So Rush, 866-2-Elliot-866-235-5468.
I'm Batman. Elliot in the morning. XL102.
We've got some new music. First, we're playing our new song for you all day today. Just keep it right here.
XL102. To the latte lovers, the cozy hot chocolate seekers, and those who dream about whipped cream and right now at Wawa, any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So if you crave a vanilla latte or an iced caramel macchiato, full of it just for you. Beverages are made to make your day. They're only $1.99 each. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Guess what, Wawa fan? Wawa has an app. It'll make things even more convenient for you and reward you. With the new Wawa app, you can find the Wawa gift card registered past prices, look up nutrition info, and so much more. Just purchase a Wawa gift and be on your way to enjoying delicious rewards. So download the new Wawa app and join Wawa Rewards today. Learn more at Wawa Rewards. Wawa. See store for details and restrictions.
First National's luxurious historic downtown Richmond apartments offer contemporary urban views of the city and river. And specials about First National Apartments at firstnationalapartments.com or visit First for a tour.
It's refund season. Go into Block and get your billions back, America. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com.
An actual cap about his actual cap center experience.
Center is the only company that had the process that made me feel comfortable applying for a mortgage loan. I was trying to get the family, and Cap Center let me get what I wanted rather than forcing me to do what they wanted. The speed of the cap process is one of the most important things to me. It helped me lock in a rate that saved me money in the long run. The people were friendly, and the process was easy, and I ended up that saved me money. But about the only thing that could have improved the Cap Center loan process was maybe a cigar and a newspaper. I'm Richard. Move this ad.
Well, that makes it official. For zero closing costs and quick move up, visit capcenter.com or call 804-968-5000. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67667. Information at NMLSConsumer.org. Equal housing lender.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, Quest Auto Parts is for you. Of an impulse purchase is a crank assist battery charger, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is. That's because CarQuest is for guys who really know and care about over 800,000 available is serious auto parts. Car.com.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Never enough. That's why at First Capital Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a peak ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank that offers you customized products and services designed to make your life simpler and your business runs. To learn more, visit us at bank.com. First Capital Bank, let's make it work.
Now, kid, I know you look at, man, that guy knows everything. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need, when I'm Granger. Granger can from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Granger gets me what I need. When a guru needs a guru, guru calls Granger. Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Burger King. Do you know what time it is?
Nope. It's cruise time.
So what time is it?
It's 8:04.
Get two cruise sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
It goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius of the recording studio.
We chose to build a studio. It took us 2 years because it was so much more than we realized at the time to building a professional studio. And the reason we decided that the way we write, and sometimes you end week on a song idea where at the end you've got something but it's not quite landing. We'll go on with something else. And if you do that in a studio where you're paying $1, you're going to get broke and have necessity for us to create the way we want to. Every so often we sort of go, oh yeah, we built it about it.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
From the top of the Elliot in the Morning building, WWDC RXL, Richmond Morning.
International Harbor, 172 Fleet Street. Go to BobbyMckees.com. It is the D.C. area's best dueling piano bar. First, in all of your requests, so whether you're looking for a birthday celebration, bachelorette, bachelorette, or just a night out, make sure Bob Keys. Go to BobbyMckees.com. For a listing of other events and to purchase show tickets. So thank you very much to Bobby McKees for coming in. Tomorrow morning, we will get another winner to join us. You will join all of us in the Rockville Festival. Every way a trip to join us in Jacksonville. The weekend of April and 26th. Everybody from Marilyn Manson to Godsmack, Slayer, Queensryche, all that Slash. Just a whole list. You get 40 bands on four stages. You win a trip. If you need any information, facebook.com/EITM online. We'll have more tickets for you to see Florence and the Florence for you to see Rush. Everybody have yourself a good, safe day. We will see everybody back.
See you.
Another day. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow. Celebrate. Oh, oh.
So long, the hump beater, say goodbye. I know, and leave us pretty side. Bye! Hey! So long, farewell, hump beater, beater, say adieu. To you and you and you and you.
He loves the cocaine, he loves the cocaine.
Farewell, I'll be there saying goodbye.
I eat and eat, I'm sorry to say goodbye.
RXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
New generation of XL102. Born in Richmond. World on iHeart Radio.
This.
Closer. And I'm closer to you.
Today, two Dirty Head songs back to back. I will let you know that will happen before noontime, and then later on today, too, with Tamo. Be the 10th. When you hear the second song, it gets you go backstage, you hang out with Dirty Heads before they take the main stage on May 2nd. Deal. We're commercial next 2 hours on XL 102.
Looks fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, let's tell her I wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money, money when you look like that. A big black broom, a llama, and she's so stoned. Are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 5, 6, 6, come on and get your money with a face like that, do ya? Big boom. Long brown hair, she's so sweet with her right back there. Well, I can see you hate, but you mad, yeah. I know we ain't the same before I let you get away, yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Girl.
Free.